I bet they do. Absolutely.
Pleasure to talk to you, Damien Lucas. He's from the makers of this new smart mattress for the Bedmaker Dermot. Absolutely fascinating conversation. I have no idea I could have a 10-minute conversation about smart mattresses. Talking of...
a lot of nonsense, though.
John Holmes is here. The man who gives away meat on his show is just telling me that my show is nonsense.
No, not your show. The idea of a texty mattress.
Yeah, it is a bit
weird. I mean, it's not exactly foolproof method, that, is it, really, if you think about it?
Well, they reckon they've got the technology to be foolproof. That's what they
reckon. They've got the technology to say, oh, my other half's bought a texty mattress. Can we go to yours?
The whole point is you wouldn't know. So if someone gets a new mattress in
you'd
the next few weeks...
You'd know about that, wouldn't you?
You just say, I've got a new mattress.
We'd have all...
I just think it's a bit sad. It is that situation. And again, I said, why not check the text messages? I do think if you're in a situation where you're checking up on your other half to that extent, walk away now, don't you think?
Yeah.
It's a bit sad.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's coming up on your show?
I mean, the mattress could be employed to do so many other things.
I have to say, this is my thing, is to use all that technology
for that. I mean, I get smart, because you know you can get fridges now that order food when you run out of it.
They're just called wives in my house.
Yeah, that's very sexist. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying that's what happens in my house. But the other thing is, on the mattress, I'm thinking, if you want to get, if you're thinking about something to help people with the mattresses, do you know what? I'd like something that kills small birds that are outside my window at 5 o'clock every morning. I love my garden.
So you'd like a weaponised mattress?
I'd like a weaponised mattress, because there's a bird that's woken me up three days in a row at 5 a.m.
How would you make that work? Would you,
I'm not a technical person.
In the end of the mattress, you know where the ventilation holes are, so your little holes, right? So that's nozzles, muzzles from guns, and then if there's a bird out there, you could aim them at your window. Thump the mattress to fire it at the birds.
The gun might make a little bit more noise than a tweeting bird that's just going about its business at 5 a.m. But life's like that.
Put a silencer on it.
You've thought it all through
on the bird. I think you can now get silencers for birds' beaks. Do you want me to send you the link?
Love you to genuinely.
I'm
waking up.
It's like ringing the bird. You have to catch the bird. It's like ringing them.
That's the thing.
And you have to screw a silencer to their beaks. It muffles the.
I'm so going to do that. Genuinely, I'm waking up every morning and being annoyed that I've got a garden full of wildlife. Yeah. How ridiculous is that? Tell us what's coming up very briefly, because it's 12:57. What's coming up on your show?
There's a review of some hipster nonsense with Ellie. That's work experience punditry.
You shouldn't encourage this hipster nonsense.
We've the diversity paper review today. It's a Jew. What the people think. We're out on the streets finding out what people think. There's a game of Dead or Alive. And Mark Watson, the comedian, will be joining us as a guest.
Oh, I love him. He's very funny.
There you go.
Ask him about the mattresses. This is Talk Radio. He's John Holmes.
Hello.
I'm Julia Hartley-Brewitt. Neither of us own one of these dodgy mattresses. But you'll be the first to know if we do. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'm going to go out and enjoy the sunshine. Don't forget to download the Talk Radio app so you can listen all afternoon, even if you're out and about. The time now is coming up to 12:58.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
News just in. You could win a trip to the Rio 2016 Olympic Games with Visa Contactless. Every time you touch and pay for anything up to £30 with Visa Contactless, simply enter online and you'll be in with a chance of winning. So whether you're buying chinos or your morning cappuccino, go cash-free and follow Team GB with pride at Rio 2016. Enter today at visa.co.uk/cashfree. Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need. Visa, worldwide sponsor of the Olympic Games. T's and C's apply. 18s and over. Ends June 5th, 2016. See website for details.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't involve paying for little extras. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, your satisfying breakfast, Wi-Fi and even a great night's sleep on our crisp white linens are all included. And when you book directly at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? Maybe check your bill for nasty surprises. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
When a punter takes the tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 da,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade, it's your reputation.
This week at Asda, award-winning Pierre Darcy Champagne is just £9 a bottle. So, you can afford to celebrate the Queen's birthday, and Uncle Brian's birthday, the neighbour's birthday, the cat's birthday, the goldfish's birthday. Asda, Save money. Live better.
Selected stores subject to availability. Awarded by IWSC 2015. Offer ends 25th of April. Over 18s only. Drink aware.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, then. It is one of the actual human clock. I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. It's a Wednesday. Here's Victoria. She's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a council says it's proud of asking kids to choose gender. 1 million people are to get tarot training, and celebrations start for the Queen's 90th.
Talk Radio.
Brighton and Hove City Council has defended asking four-year-olds to choose which gender they identify the most with. The request was sent out in letters earlier this week, which confirmed which primary schools children had got into. But former Conservative MP Anne Widdecombe has told Talk Radio she doesn't agree with the decision.
The fact is, you are what you're born. You may much later on develop some sort of problem, but at four you won't know what that problem is. You won't be aware of it. To ask a four-year-old if they're a boy or a girl is plain daft.
British Gas has announced plans to cut almost 700 office jobs in the Black Country. The company is consulting workers and unions over the next 6 weeks about the potential closure in Oldbury, where it says it will look at redeployment options. Figures out today show the number of people out of work has risen for the first time in almost a year. The UK's unemployment total stands at 1.7 million. That's gone up by 21,000 over the 3 months to February. People who work in crowded places like concert venues and city centres are going to get specialist training in how to respond to terrorism. It's in response to the recent attacks in Brussels and Paris. Detective Chief Superintendent Scott Wilson is part of the training scheme.
You're giving people knowledge and you're giving people confidence if they're caught up in that situation, what they should do and what they shouldn't do. The same way that first aid training, it doesn't make you a doctor, but it gives you that training. If somebody collapses in front of you, what should you do?
It comes as the state of emergency put in place in France after 130 people were killed in November. It will be extended for another 2 months to cover Euro 2016 and the Tour de France. The government is welcoming attempts by Tata Steel's management in Port Talbot to take over the loss-making plant. Managing Director Stuart Wilkie is understood to be canvassing workers about putting together a bid. And there have been some early birthday celebrations for the Queen ahead of her 90th birthday tomorrow. School children have been singing to her at the opening of a new bandstand in Windsor. Earlier, she met Royal Mail staff as they mark 500 years of the Postal Service. David Cameron says Her Majesty's 90th is an important landmark for the country and the Commonwealth.
She has served our nation with such dignity, with such ability for so many years, 64 years on the throne. And I think it's right we're going to have the opportunity in the House, Mr. Speaker, tomorrow to pay tribute to what she's done.
At Prime Minister's Questions, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, who supports getting rid of the monarchy, also told the Commons he was looking forward to wishing Her Majesty a happy birthday in tomorrow's special session.
I like that story you had there about the gender four-year-olds. Give me that headline again. I know Anne Widdecombe was wading in.
She was wading in. So Brighton and Hove City Council, when they sent out letters confirming which schools children had got into, they gave an option so four-year-olds can say whether they identify with a different gender to which they were born. So if a boy...
That is bloody stupid.
Is it, John?
Yes, that is. My daughter's four. She thinks she's a unicorn.
Oh, well, they did leave it...
They don't know, do they?
Well, if she wanted to identify as a unicorn, Brighton and Hove would let
her. Was there a box for unicorn? I'm fighting for the right of a four-year-old to be a bloody unicorn if she wants to be.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Plenty of sunshine, although skies turning hazy in the southwest through the afternoon. Mostly cloudy in the far north of Scotland with some outbreaks of rain in places. Highs of 15 degrees.
Ooh, 15.
15 degrees.
15.
15, everybody.
She just changed that number because we kept saying it was 17 loads last week.
That's right. So she's...
It's because the weather changes, Dave.
Ooh, sass. Weather sass.
She's got a bit, you know, a couple of weeks in. Look at her now.
Look at her.
Here's the sport.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. Arsene Wenger has hinted he'll be staying as Arsenal boss this summer.
Look, I do not want to come back on that. I respect what is my contract.
A vocal section of supporters have called for his head after another season of disappointment, with a drop-off in their challenge for the Barclays Premier League title, meaning a first trophyless season in 3 years. His current contract ends after next season. Hey. But Wenger says he continues to question if he's good enough every day.
Every time it doesn't work, you question yourself. You know, and that is part of your job. I would say the decisions I make. Of course, in the end, it's always down to me, and so I have to stand up for that.
The hunt for a new Celtic manager is on. Ronnie Dyler is announced to leave the club at the end of the season. Former boss Neil Lennon says he'd like to return, while David Moyes is the early favourite. In the Premier League tonight, Manchester United can move within a point of the top four by beating Crystal Palace. There's a Merseyside derby as Liverpool host Everton, and there's also West Ham v Watford. And Germany's World Cup winning goalkeeper Manuel Neuer has signed a new five-year contract at Bayern Munich. That's your latest sport, powered by Talk Sport.
Thanks very much. 1:05.
Talk Radio.
An approved used BMW doesn't just come with a series of meticulous checks by BMW technicians. It now comes with a £750 deposit contribution. No one demands more from a BMW than BMW. Visit bmw.co.uk/approved-used. Approved used BMWs under 12 months old. Representative 10.9% APR. Subject to status. Offer ends 31st of May 2016. UK only. Guarantees and other charges may be required. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers. BMW Finance.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
I am John Holmes. Good afternoon. Here's where we simplify the news in the afternoon.
Let's not forget about Nick Clegg.
What was on the show, Michael?
At hospitals and schools in the Middle East. Now, though, it is time to listen to drunk people.
The Michael McIntyre Big Show!
It's coming up to a time. We are giving away a free Plins, and by the end of the day, who would have thought that the Express would come down on that side?
Yeah. It was okay.
Is it, though? Because that sounds barbaric.
Separate.
That Middle England is suffering.
Of the Japanese poetry.
We're putting the Thai industry out of work here. This is breaking news. The town of Ilkley, where Alan Titchmarsh was created.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. I'm ecstatic. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk Radio. When I am about to get on a giant twist of a fabric of nature.
Good afternoon then, welcome to your Wednesday, all singing, no singing, all dancing, no dancing, Talk Radio between 1 and 4 thing. I am John Holmes, and like Princes William and Harry stroking the Wookiee, that is not a euphemism, Victoria, and I know, calm down, Victoria, we know, you just after yesterday, shh. Calm. We now embrace your afternoon. Have you seen those pictures, actually, of Prince Harry? Hugging Chewbacca on most of the papers today with his ginger hair, though. It was hard to tell where one started and the other one finished. Apparently, he was asked, and I was reading this in the Times, they apparently asked Prince Harry if he'd like to put on a stormtrooper's uniform. Did you see that? But, you know, what with that Nazi one he wore, he figured he'd sort of been there, done that, so he said not. Of course, today, fittingly, would have been Adolf Hitler's 127th birthday. He was born on April the 20th, 1889, and yet the Queen's only 90, and everyone's going, oh, hooray, well done, the Queen, oh, congratulations. But Hitler, 127 today, so, you know, Harry must be annoyed, because it's what, I tell you what, it's one rule for one German whose adopted country was responsible for thousands of deaths as it tried to impose its will across the world, and another for Adolf Hitler, so... Yeah. I bet Harry's wearing his outfit with pride. Personally, I still question the fatherland. Anyway, welcome. I am John Holmes, and, well, I expect you're wondering just what's goose-stepping towards today's programme. For a start, there's Lonely Lunch Club, of course. If you're lunching alone and you're one of the Lonely's What Lunch, we will be your friend and colleague, 87222. If you'd like to share either your problems, hopes, dreams, or crisps, or all of the above, chit about this, chat about that, we are here for you. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or, of course, you can use that Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word talk.
Headline hijack shortly thereafter. Work experience punditry. Today, a preview of hipster nonsense with Ellie. There is a diversity paper review. It's Johnny the Jew today. Probably won't tell him about the birthday thing. Hashtag awkward. We'll go into the streets for what the people think. You can win some meat in a game of dead dead or alive, choose from chicken, beef or lamb. There's a musical eargasm as two opposing songs are forced into the ring to fight, and we bring you guest action as later we're joined by comedian Mark Watson, who is presumably plugging something. Plus, it may hold a picture when told to turn a key. No, that's not this show, is it? That's a clue from this morning's cryptic crossword in the Metro. I always get them mixed up, don't I? This show and the cryptic crossword in the... Ginger Dave is producing.
Ahoy!
Asprod Cass is through the glass. Chloe is sliding.
The phone's gone mad. But there's things you have to...
Victoria, I don't know. Victoria is still giggling at the thoughts of Prince Harry rubbing his Wookiee.
Not true.
Okay, paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Is for Adolf Hitler singing Happy Birthday.
No way.
In German.
No way.
In German.
Appropriate?
Do I have to?
Yeah.
I really don't want to do
this. Here we go.
Zum Geburtstag viel Glück. Zum Geburtstag viel Glück. I can't. Zum Geburtstag, lieber Adolf.
Yeah.
Schlechtes Geburtstag viel Glück.
Well, he's a jolly guy. Oh, no, he wasn't. No, that's absolutely wrong. Happy birthday. Hi, I'm John Holmes. This is your Wednesday afternoon talk radio, Wednesday afternoon show, all the way from Talk Radio. Right then, 11 minutes past one. Let's start with music. Past 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Talk Radio's head of music, among other things. Ask me why, as Talk Radio's head of music, I am playing the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Give it away now.
It's Danny Street Porter here. Why, John, are you playing Give It Away Now?
Janet Street Porter there. The reason, Janet, that I am playing the Red Hot Chili Peppers Give It Away Now is because of the news. Because of the news. It's the big story, of course, on Talk Radio in the afternoons. And this is the big story. It is based in Birmingham, the big story. And it's that charity fundraisers on the streets of Birmingham, you know, the chuggers, are seeing their numbers cut by 70% under new limits. At present, 42 fundraisers can work across the city centre at any one time. The City Council is reducing that to 12. And I play, of course, Give It Away Now. Give It Away, Give It Away Now. Give It Away, Give It Away, Give It Away Now. Because, of course, that's what one does when one wants to donate to charity. Which one never does when stopped in a street by an unemployed person with a lanyard and a vest on. But that's the story. We're seeing the numbers cut. Of course, that song also has the word chug in it.
Because
which ties in with chugging, doesn't it? So that's the word chug in it.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Don't read out the line, though. It's what? Very important that you don't do that.
Why not?
Because it's not...
What, the line in that song?
No, yeah, don't... No.
Hello, lover. What is it?
No, no.
What is it?
It's something to do with my lover. I love you so much. I'd like you to chug my juice. I think it is. And I think the bulk of that song is about like five a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smoothies. You can choose from apple, orange. Other juices are available. Drink my juice. I've just looked it up. Drink my juice. I thought
that was right. Don't read it out.
Drink my juice, young love. Chug a lug me. That's it. It's about your healthy 5 a day. It's
yeah,
fine.
Orange juice.
So chuggers in Birmingham.
Back onto this, please, quickly.
Are being cut by 70% under new limits. And this. Now, this is a problem. In the same week, we hear about the number of tigers being increased. In other parts of the world, like India, and by the way, in no way was that story, which is a lie, by the way, timed to with the royal visit to India. That wasn't what happened at all. There, no way was that rhino they were pictured with poached the actual next day, the day they left the park. By the way, anyway, apart from that, I think it's a shame that chuggers in the wild. I mean, there used to be a lot of them, but their numbers are dwindling.
Yeah,
God. And this is I know. And this is another problem. So chuggers, charity fundraisers in the streets, certainly in Birmingham, have had their numbers cut by 70%. And I think we can do more. I spoke to someone earlier who's running a marathon this weekend, dressed as one, to raise money.
And awareness.
And awareness for the endangered numbers of chuggers that there are. So we're going to need to talk to someone about this, obviously, in the tradition of talk radio. So... Asprod Cass is through the glass.
Hello.
Could you get me a guest, please?
From Birmingham City Council to talk about it?
No.
No,
no, no. No. We need to go straight to the heart of this matter.
I can't hear anything.
We need someone from wildlife or from... wildlife expert, something like that, or a...
Yeah, because that's...
To talk about the lack, the reduction... It's a serious subject, Cass, and I want you to be... When you put someone on the phone, I want you to explain that.
Michaela Strachan?
Yeah, that's who I want, Michaela Strachan.
Or Attenborough, obviously.
Could you get David Attenborough, Sir David Attenborough, on the phone in the next 2 minutes while the adverts are on, to talk about the numbers of charity fundraisers that are dwindling in Britain?
Yes.
Great. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Get it straight from Selco.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, you can already expect to get a massive range of products in stock, all at great trade prices. Now we've made things even better by introducing Selco Hire at every branch, so you can now hire your building tools and equipment from Selco too. In April, hire a Passload Cordless First Fix Nailer for just £35 per week, ex-VAT. Find your local Selco Hire branch at hire.selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
Every approved used Jaguar comes with 2 years warranty.
but at the Jaguar-approved used event from the 14th to the 25th of April, on top of our competitive 10.9% APR representative finance, with Jaguar Privilege PCP, you also get a £1,000 deposit contribution across the range. So the Jaguar you've always wanted is closer than ever. Search Jaguar Approved Used.
Offer ends 25th of April 2016. Credits subject to status. Terms and conditions apply. Black Horse Trading is Jaguar Financial Services.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Looking really slow on the anti-clockwise M60 through Greater Manchester. There was an accident between 13 at Worsley and 12 at the Eccles interchange. I'm told that it's been recovered, but the queues are back to junction 17. The M60 is really suffering as well. Northbound from before junction 17 up to 18 and then a little further north at 19. There's been a couple of problems along that stretch. Around junction 17, you'll also find the A534 incredibly busy. Reports of an accident on the Bristol Road in the Stonehouse area of Gloucestershire and Cornwall's A30 in 3 Milestone, queuing because of roadworks. I'm Joanna Adams.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. Your reaction's very welcome this afternoon, of course. 21 minutes past 1 o'clock now. If you've got a reaction, you can react it in this direction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter, of course, at Talk Radio.
Let us know as you like.
Big story of the day is, of course, the one that everyone is talking about across the whole nation. The number of street-based charity fundraisers, or chuggers, in Birmingham, now this is starting in Birmingham, could well be cut by 70% under new limits. There are 42 fundraisers at last count by the people whose job it is to go out onto the street to count charity fundraisers. And this number is reducing to 12. Many of the charity fundraisers that have been tagged have not been seen in a long time. Just 12 of them left alive in the wild. On the phone now, I think I've got Sir David Attenborough to discuss this story. Is that Sir David? Good afternoon.
No, that's not right.
All right.
It's Sasha Norris here. Hi, John.
Sasha Norris.
I am a zoologist, though.
Can you just hold the line there, Sasha? Just a quick word with Cass. Quick word with Cass. Wait a minute. Cass.
Hi, John.
It's not Sir David Attenborough.
No, but I got you the next best thing.
In fact, better, I'm better.
Exactly. Better. And she's a woman.
I'm a woman. And I feel
women more in tune with nature than men. Y'all don't know anything.
Yeah.
Y'all? Where are you from?
You're
John,
being.
I feel very strongly about this issue.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Hang on, right. We'll just go back into it. Right. And here we go. On the line now, I've got Sasha Norris. She's a zoologist, not a geologist. That's something very different. She's a zoologist. Sasha, what can you tell me about this terrible story?
John, hi. I'm a zoologist. I have a PhD in animal behaviour.
Yep.
I've been working with British Wildlife for 25 years.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I do feel very strongly about this issue.
Yes.
I see it as another attack by bureaucracy on biodiversity attempting to establish itself in our city centres.
Yes.
I see it as similar to attacks, you know, when we see pigeons and seagulls and so on as pests and we try and wipe them out.
Yes.
These chuggers have what we might call a life history strategy. That's what we call it in biological terms. So
right.
They've carved themselves out a niche. And what they do is they go and they very politely ask for money from shoppers.
Yes.
And it might be compared to, for example, again, seabirds, where seagulls will actually go and kleptoparasitise other seabirds. So they'll go and take fish from them rather than fishing for themselves. Mm. But actually, should we be attacking our biodiversity in this way?
Well, it is a good question. I mean, I've got some figures for you here. There aren't many left in the wild. I mean, there are just 5,000 chuggers now every 100 metres. That's obviously 10,000 in London. And they, you know, there are a lot of texts coming in saying, you know, what are we doing? These are magnificent creatures. If you are lucky enough to see one in its natural habitat, which is, of course, being in the way on the pavement outside Starbucks, then, you know, it is a sight, isn't it? It is a sight to behold.
Yes, I think some people may feel that they're being, you know, attacked by chuggers. They may feel that they're being poached. But actually, chuggers have a right to exist. We can't judge the way creatures evolve and the life strategies that they choose.
Yeah.
And I think to just crack down and sort of say we don't want them in our cities is a terrible shame.
I once saw, and this was on, it was a sort of safari situation, you have to get up very early, but I mean, with my own eyes, I once saw a group of chuggers bring down an old man. Now, he'd just popped out to get a paper. They saw him, they moved in a pack towards him, they got him, and I'm not lying, I know nature is red in tooth and claw like this, but they got him. The chugger's got the old man, and he signed up to give them £10 a month to help the aged. And that is a terrible irony, isn't it?
I think it's very difficult. We must maintain objectivity as a scientist, as a zoologist. There are lots of things in nature that are not ideal.
Yeah.
And we're dealing with evolution here, which is unfortunately driven by selfish genes. That's not to say I don't feel sorry for the old man, and some might say that chuggers have become overpopulated.
Well, they're now the apex, aren't they? The apex predator now.
Perhaps we could say that on our streets they are very dominant, and that they're moving. My concern, John, really, is what happens to them when we actually remove them. So, are they talking about extermination? Could we see the council as actually poaching the chuggers at this point? Could we compare it to an endangered species like the elephant or the tiger and so on?
Well, exactly. And I mean, the problem is, I mean, it's like the badger argument, isn't it? Because the talk is that you can now legally cull a chugger. With gas, and I think that is and some people say that's going a step too far.
I think that's outrageous.
Well, it's like,
but from a welfare perspective, an animal welfare perspective, that is unacceptable, I think.
Yeah.
And even the sort of more humane alternatives, such as rounding them up and putting them in sanctuaries, I mean, how are they going to carry out their natural behaviour? There are certain freedoms that we afford to creatures when we put them in captivity.
What about breeding? What about breeding programs?
Fundraise from if they're in a sanctuary.
What about
are they going to fundraise from each other?
Well, that's the thing, that they might turn on each other, and that I know that's that is a worry. I want to ask you about the breeding programs.
Very confusing for them.
Yes,
I mean, if you've got someone help the aged and someone else the RNLI, how are they going to? What are they going to do? They're going to get very confused. They're going to be trying to convince each other that their charity is better. It could lead to fights. It could be aggression.
Yes,
it could be injuries.
Yes.
You know, it could be very expensive maintaining those units.
Yes. Let me touch on the reason that they are poached, because it's for their clipboards, isn't it? Because they're considered a delicacy in China.
Right. Okay.
You know, trade, isn't it? It's partly the trade it's not as much the chugger itself, but the things that come with the chugger.
Well, that is a very dark side of this. I mean, the council are making out that they're trying to protect the public by removing the chuggers from the street.
Yes.
But actually, are the council actually making money on the side by selling the clipboards to the
Chinese
international trade? Yeah. I mean, this is very concerning.
Yeah.
It's not just the clipboards as well. I've heard rumours that they're getting culled and then their macs are being removed and people are making coats out of them and wearing.
They often have very brightly coloured T-shirts.
Yeah. They're wearing them.
Yeah, I'm running rugs. I mean, I've seen rugs for sale in backstreet markets made out of those identifiable chugging vests they wear to say what charity.
And unfortunately, it's incredibly difficult. We know that with CITES and so on, it's incredibly difficult to police these things.
Yeah.
So I feel that we need to some extent, we do need to live and let live. We do need to allow these chuggers that have evolved this strategy that's extremely successful.
Yeah.
We have to make space for diversity on our streets.
Right. So, David, it's been a pleasure to talk to you this afternoon. Thank you so much. And continue the good work, please. I mean, this is it's a big story, as we know. This is the fundraisers, the chuggers, as they're known. Their numbers in Birmingham alone have been reduced to 12. I mean, it's a terrible shock. As I say, I was talking to someone who's running the marathon this weekend, dressed as one to help raise awareness. And that was Dr. David Attenborough there on the telephone to talk about it. Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news in a moment. Within the news, as you know, Victoria got very excited yesterday, if you were listening to the news, about the notion that Prince William rubbed a Wookiee. Still amusing you, isn't it, Victoria?
Yes! Don't talk about this before I have to do the news, John. After his fun.
She still likes that notion. Well, we've lost. She had to say the phrase. She had to say the phrase. Prince William stroked Chewbacca's head and then just started giggling in that dirty way. Mm. Anyway, I was thinking, because you know they've been on the set of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Okay. So. You're right. Okay, they've been on the set of Star Wars, I was idly then thinking about, you know, because the Star Wars films are obviously the prequels to the Star Wars now, that's the area we are in, and the prequels were before, and now we've got the sequels and the thing, all of that stuff that I don't understand, right? And then you've got this other one coming out, was it called Rogue One or something?
Yeah.
And that's like, that's the years leading up to
in the middle bit.
Yeah, I've just got confused with it now. So, I've decided that, I want to see more prequels. Okay?
Right.
So I've tenuously linked that to what today's texting is going to be.
Okay.
What's that? Film prequels. Let me give you an example, right? If you want one. I mean, I don't have to.
Yeah.
Would anyone like an example?
Me.
John, I would like an example,
right,
please.
So film prequels on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message as you like.
Schindler's to-do list. Because it's like a prequel to the film, isn't it?
Sure.
So he got a lift, and that was like his to-do, so... Fiddler in the Lift.
That's a very different film.
It was filmed at the BBC in the 1970s. Anyone else?
Losing Nemo.
If you like, yes.
I've got one.
Yes.
Awake Beauty. Before she was asleep.
Oh, I thought it was something to do with Black Beauty.
Yeah. No, not the horse.
Oh, and I didn't get it, but now I understand it, yeah.
Okay, I'm glad I had to explain it.
Fine.
Thanks, Victoria. Thanks for coming.
He rubbed a Wookiee.
Stop it!
Cornelius!
Yeah?
You got one?
Here just... with the Wind.
Right, okay, fine. 87222. If you want to
start your message with the word talk,
join in film prequels this afternoon, or you can use @TalkRadio on Twitter.
Yeah, start your message anywhere you like.
It's just after 1:30. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
A council says it's trying to help the minority by asking parents which gender their 4-year-olds most identify with. Some have criticised the question, which was included in a form about primary school places in Brighton and Hove. Emma Daniels is the head of the council's Equalities Committee.
Many children who this has affected have actually been in serious risk of self-harm. And the main issue is that they are addressed by other people in the gender that they identify with. And they're then able to access their school learning in a safe and relaxed environment.
Official figures show the number of people out of work has gone up by 21,000 to 1.7 million in the first increase in almost a year. It comes as British Gas has announced it wants to cut 684 jobs and close its office at Albury in the West Midlands. 1 million staff who work in crowded places are going to be trained in how to deal with terror attacks. Police are hoping to work with sports and entertainment venues to teach their staff how to react in the case of an atrocity. It's after the Paris and Brussels terror attacks. The government is welcoming attempts by Tata Steel's management in Port Talbot to take over the plant. One of the managers hopes workers, investors and the government can take over the factory. Work to find three workers who are missing after Didcot power station collapsed is still continuing 8 weeks after it happened. The disused building collapsed in February, killing 4 people. A statement says there's around 20,000 tonnes of material on the ground. And school children have sung for the Queen as Her Majesty's 90th birthday celebration start a day early. She's opened a bandstand in Windsor and met Royal Mail staff who are marking 500 years of the Postal Service. The weather, plenty of sunshine, although skies will turn hazy in the southwest through the afternoon. Mostly cloudy in the far north of Scotland. Scotland with outbreaks of rain in places. Highs of 15 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria.
Thanks, John.
You were well recovered, by the way.
Yeah, I thought you were going to giggle during the news.
Oh, cheers.
But no, ever the professional, you see.
Sometimes.
Victoria will be back at 2 o'clock, and within the news at 2 o'clock will be a made-up news lie, of course. We call it Headline Hijack. Details of what that is coming next.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 1:35. Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. 8722. If you
start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word.
Some reactions coming in this afternoon. Cornelius, what reactions have you picked up on the...
I think we should build the wall, but the wife says a fence would suit the front garden more, has come in on the text. And there are too many coming onto our shores. I say ban all waves.
Okay, have you got a reaction? You know how to react it by now. React it in this direction. I'm not saying the number again because Cornelius will say that really irritating sentence.
The word talk.
Stop! It's Headline Hijack. I'm going to have to say the number again. If you'd like to join in with Headline Hijack, getting a made-up news story into the news at 2 o'clock, you can do it now. The lines are open. The reason we do it, to confuse those who are at lunch, who aren't listening to this bit. They've popped out and haven't switched it on yet, or they're just not listening because they're stuffing their ears with cake. You know who you are. So if they switch the radio back on at 2 o'clock, what happens is there's a made-up news lie in the news. It comes out of Victoria's mouth. It comes out of her mouth as a fact and confuses the people who aren't listening to this bit. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
On Twitter. What have we got coming in? Cornelius.
Yes, Terence said this the other day.
Terence.
He said, he tweeted weird name. He said...
It's not weird, is it?
No.
It's just the word name Terence.
Yes.
You're called Cornelius, I'm going to say. Coming from you.
I just haven't seen a real one before. A real Terence.
Fine.
He says, Michael McIntyre started a legal battle with an undisclosed radio station after a presenter did an impression of him that was so accurate the public believed it was him. The presenter, who cannot be named...
Cornelius.
...could not be reached for comment.
He said accurate.
Yeah, actually, no, it can't have been then, can it? No.
Also says presenter.
Actually, also a very good point. Yeah, rather than paid intern.
Just amend that. Idiot. After an idiot did an impression of him on the radio.
A bad impression, pardon.
That was...
Bad impression.
So accurate.
Oh, no, inaccurate.
I think it was quite good. Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
I'd like to see how long you could have a conversation with Michael McIntyre before you just completely messed it up. When you interview Michael McIntyre...
The problem is with this is that if you do play a bit of Cornelius doing Michael McIntyre next to a bit of Michael McIntyre, it's so far away from Michael McIntyre as though Cornelius' impression had skipped across the other side of the stage, McIntyre-like, away from the actual Michael McIntyre. This has come in from Jill. After research has shown that after-school clubs have helped give a boost to underachieving primary school children, the government have begun plans on encouraging struggling industries to start after-work clubs for their employees. And I think that's that's not a bad idea, actually.
Yeah, why not?
So what time are you knocking off work today? Oh, about... you knock off about 6 o'clock. Yeah, you're going to the after-work club. What is it today? Gardening. Yep, going to that. Ballet. Yep. You all right, Jack? You all right? All right, Bill, what are you doing after work? Going down a pub? No, it's Thursday. Got a ballet after work club, haven't I?
Yeah, got my tutu on, haven't I?
Why do you think I'm wearing this? Idiot! I think it's a good idea.
Mm.
What else you got?
Tom says, in an effort to prove that he takes his royal duty seriously...
Reading with Cornelius.
Prince William has said when he is the king, he will not wear his crown slightly to one side of his head and declare himself
king. I've lost interest in that now. So it's 1:39.
Lonely. Poor Thomas.
I'm Mr. Lonely.
And that means it's time for this afternoon's Lonely Lunch Club. If you're lunching alone, if you are a lonely what lunch, then we implore you, we invite you cordially to get onto the list for Lonely Lunch Club, where we make your lunchtime less, fewer lonely. We make your lunchtime fewer lonely. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk. Oh,
at Talk Radio.
Blah, blah, blah.
And it could be you chitting and chat. That's chitting and chatting about whatever you like as you partake of luncheon. That's how it works. We will be your friend and or colleague. Someone's on the telephone for today's Lonely Lunch Club. Hello, who's that?
You all right, John? This is Graham.
Hello, Graham. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty well, mate. How are you?
Good, yeah, fine, thanks, Graham. And before we get on to the... onto the small matter of being your friend or colleague. Let's find out where you are, Graham.
Currently in Reading.
Currently in Reading. What do you do in Reading?
I'm an estate agent.
Oh. Okay. So are we do we still not like estate agents?
It's very hard to tell, isn't it?
What do you think? I mean, you're in the thick of it. What do you think?
I love them. Yeah. I mean, I'm quite a high end estate agent. So. Yeah. But the thing is, I don't really like any other ones because no one's quite as good as me.
Right.
It's the most expensive house you ever sold.
Yeah. No.
Is what?
I'm not overselling it. I sell houses. That's it. Not overselling myself.
No, no, but what's the most expensive house you've ever sold?
Sorry, John. Probably 3.5 mil at the moment.
Whoa. Okay, that's quite. I mean, that's quite high. So that's what, a one bedroom in central London, right?
No, we're in Reading, so kind of pretty big.
Okay,
backers around here.
It's basically, you sold Reading.
Yeah.
So you're now. First of all, are you lonely simply because you're an estate agent and no one will talk to you, or are you lonely because your colleagues are all out selling houses and you're not?
Well, it is. I'm out at the moment. I'm kind of between two sales.
Okay.
So I've just come home quickly and I'm making myself some lunch.
Ah, splendid. So that's obviously the next question. What does an estate agent have for lunch in his downtime?
Well, you've got to think. I can't really have something too spicy, something that's going to possibly fragrant my breath too much.
Yes.
So I've gone for a standard cheese and ham sandwich today, and I've got a packet of crisps that I'll get open in a second.
Right, okay. I mean, that's... Did you say cheese and onion?
No, cheese and ham.
Oh, cheese and ham crisps. Oh, fine.
Oh, cheese and ham sandwich.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Come on.
What flavour of the crisps?
Well, I haven't decided yet. Probably ready salted, as I say.
The safest bet. The safe but bland crisp. All right, fine. So, listen, as you know, with Lonely Lunch Club, you can chat about this and chit about that. Any, you know, what do you want to... How do you want to open it? What do you want to... talk about? Do you want to just pretend we're like coming to buy a house or something, just to make you feel at home, or quite literally?
Yeah, if you want.
Okay.
I mean, I can.
Why don't you open it? Well, okay, why don't we do that? So you're showing us around a house. We've just arrived. Myself, my wife Dave,
hello,
and our daughter Cornelius,
hello,
and
lovely name for a daughter,
isn't it though?
Thank you.
Yeah, it's got weird eyes. So it's genetic. Gets them from her mum. So the. Here we are. We've turned up at the house. Give us your spiel.
So, hello, sir, madam. What a lovely daughter you've got there.
Isn't she?
What's her name?
She's called Cornelius.
Cornelius, beautiful eyes, may I say. Welcome in. You see, grand hallway.
Yeah,
that's lovely. A lot of room for parties in here, if that's what you like. I'm not sure you're a family, so perhaps you can have loads of your friends over, Cornelius. Loads of room in here. Welcoming in.
I mean, it's quite nice. I don't really like what the previous owners have done with the
decor.
Yeah, I mean, is that? I mean, what?
Well,
what?
It's a bit green, isn't it?
The good thing is now, John, is there's wallpaper readily available.
Sorry, a bit familiar for an estate agent, Mr. Holmes.
Sorry, Mr. Holmes. As I say, wallpaper readily available. We've got some paint as well. Any colour you want with paint.
Yeah. My wife's very keen on ginger.
ginger paint.
She wants ginger. She wants everything to be ginger.
Right, okay.
That's just a thing I have.
Right, you're not ginger yourself, though, John, so...
I'm not ginger, no, but my wife Dave is, as you can see. So, but so she's very keen. She's very, very keen on it, for some reason.
Of course.
So she's grown a beard, which gives her extra ginger. I don't know why she's done that.
Well, I mean, any excuse for ginger, Mr. Holmes, needs to be taken here,
yes.
Doesn't it?
So. Do you mind taking us into the bedroom?
Of course I can. So this is the bedroom where, if you've seen MTV's Cribs, where the magic happens.
Yes.
Lots of, obviously, private area, lock on the door as well, huge mirror on the ceiling.
I'm sorry, I think that's a bit familiar. You're talking about my wife Dave's private area. I don't think that's...
huge.
Rude,
what goes
it?
On in a locked bedroom with a mirror on a ceiling is, yes, up to you, Mr. Holmes, and wife Dave.
Dave.
We can, Cornelius, love.
Yes, Dad.
It's so weird.
We had a mirror in our old house, didn't we, darling?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Yeah, and we could both watch you being conceived.
Dad, you're so embarrassing.
Oh, typical, a little girl like that. And just, Dad's doing his little banter, that, embarrassing.
That's such an awful image for me.
sorry.
Not great for me, if I'm honest.
what's through there? Is that en suite?
The one en suite. We've got one of those lovely jacuzzi baths as well.
Press a button.
Bubbles all over the place. They even lights up the jets in this jacuzzi. So
why is it full?
Highest end.
Why have you run a bath? Why is it full?
Cornelius.
Why is it full?
Yes, Dad.
Don't speak when you're spoken to. Don't be rude to the estate agent.
Yeah.
What have you been told?
Thank you very much, Mr. Holmes. I was actually going to say something myself, but it's nice that you've...
I know.
So, the question, like, why is it full there, love?
Why is it full? Why is the bath full?
Oh, right, okay. Well, I didn't want to mention this, but before you... I sometimes come a bit early to these places and fill it up just to, you know, get myself into a nice relaxed mood to show you around, so...
I was going to ask you why you were naked.
Hmm.
I mean, Mrs...
Well, it's Dave. It's your wife, Mrs. Dave. Just can't get enough of the gingers.
I knew you were seeing someone else. I knew it all along. Are you seeing Graham?
This is not the time to talk about it.
Are you seeing Graham this
night? It's not the time to talk about it.
You witch!
Let's talk when we get home.
What's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on. Your mum's seeing Graham, the estate agent.
Mum!
She's been in the bath with him in here.
Look what you've done. If I could get your signature down on the mortgage right before, you know,
I can barely write through the tears.
Just sign the papers, dear.
What do you think of Cornelius?
I tell you what, if anyone's just tuned in, they are going to be
really freaked out.
Just baffled.
This is like, it's like afternoon radio meets EastEnders now. Graham, have we made your lunchtime a little less lonely?
I think so, yeah. Cornelius, the wife, Dave, yourself, Mr. Holmes.
Yeah.
Really, I feel we're friends now.
Good, I think so.
It's nice, isn't it, estate agent, to have friends as well, so thanks.
That is Graham. He is an estate agent in Reading, and there was us being his, being very much his friends in some kind of weird way. If you've got whatever job you do, whatever you're doing, you don't have to have a job, you can be like Cornelius. Get in touch if you'd like to be in Lonely Lunch Club with us on the radio, where we become your virtual friends, colleagues, or clients now, it turns out. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Little Cornelius.
Yeah.
Just to check. Brighton Council have come up with a thing whereby 4-year-olds such as yourself can tick a little box as to what gender you want to be. I just wondered if you'd got an opinion on that.
No, I don't.
Okay, fine. It's coming up to 10 to 2. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Over the last 2 years, I've learned that I'm quite determined. And I thought I was. And I've learned that I actually like learning. I've learned that I can concentrate even when the kids are arguing. I've learned that I'm more ambitious.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
Soups, sauces, souffles and marinades aren't a match for diamond paint by Dulux Trade. When food is flung on my walls, then no stains are made. Oh, I could kiss my decorator.
With new stain repellent technology in Diamond Paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
Gary, Winston Wolf, direct line. The landlord Mike says you wrecked his place.
Wait,
knocking holes in the walls. And all that graffiti? Fancy yourself an artiste?
No.
It's all covered, Gary. Mike is with direct line. They'll cover up to the full amount insured for malicious damage by tenants.
Oh, good. Can I go now?
Oh, no, Gary. Direct Line's looking after Mike, but who's looking after you?
Direct Line Landlord Insurance covers up to the sum insured for malicious damage by tenants. Can your landlord insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Optional extra qualifying criteria and excess apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Traffic looking very slow on Greater Manchester's anti-clockwise M60 after earlier problems near 13th Worsley. The accident's been recovered. Much better now for the M6 through Cheshire. There's been significant delays in places from junction 17 to 19, but it's a clear stretch now. In Gloucestershire, the Everly Bypass and Stonehouse, the A419 is currently blocked both ways between Stonehouse and the Sainsbury's roundabout because of an accident. Busy on Oxford's A40 as the work continues at the Cutslow roundabout, and in St Colum Road in Cornwall, the Eastbound A30 queuing towards a breakdown near the Fradden services. I'm Joanna Adams.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is 10 to 2. Good afternoon on a Wednesday. Good Wednesday afternoon at you. Some of your reactions have been coming in, of course, as you'd expect. It's a Talk Radio station. That's what happens. What have we got, Cornelius? React something.
I simply cannot agree with Clinton. None of their cards appeal to me. And you've got to fill for them. That's come in from a blind man talking about how to find his possessions.
I've got one here that just says, polished floors, somewhere to store suitcases, a concierge. Once again, this is typical of the hotel lobby. Okay, it is time to go through some of your texts and tweets that have been coming in for today's text and tweet in theme, which is very simply film prequels. You can get your film prequels in this direction to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Same message as you like.
Probably Facebook as well. We're on Facebook at
Facebook.com.
Look that up. This has come in from Ed. Film prequels, The Hunt for Red September. It's come in from Ed there. Because it's a film prequel, it's a prequel, isn't it, to a...
Oh, yeah, very good.
What's the actual film?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Hunt for Red October.
Okay.
I mean, if you didn't know it, you could have worked it out.
No, I was honestly thinking it was The Death of Red September. So there we go.
Sometimes I'm...
The Lion, the Witch and the Flat Pack. film proofers, that's come in. Thank you very much to Lucy for that one. Cornelius, have you got any that you or that you don't understand?
Carla says Weapon, the film before Lethal Weapon. It happens before it's killed anyone.
Right.
And I've got Prince Kong.
Yes.
I had the Lion Prince as well. Similar one.
I've got one here, Mr. Zhivago.
Before he qualified.
Yeah.
The African Princess as well, I have. The Grape Seeds of Wrath.
The what?
The Grape
Seeds.
Seeds
of Wrath, good, yeah. Sorry, I'm just reading down a list.
Some might say we should have done that before we went live on the radio.
Some might say, yes.
Shall I fill with one?
Some of them are unbroadcastable, so I was just making my way through them. Go on.
Tim's texted this one in.
Yeah.
Getting up at Tiffany's.
Yeah, yes, good. Yes. Debbie arrives in Dallas. Says Ross in Teesside. Lawrence of Heathrow.
Honestly, earlier I was trying to think of one. I couldn't get that.
That's
to
actually
work.
Very good.
That's really good.
Yeah, Lawrence of Heathrow. Yeah, good, strong. Keep those coming in then. Film prequels this afternoon, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use at talk radio on the Twitter thing.
Start message anywhere you want.
Okay. Shall we headline hijack?
Yeah.
Yes.
For I am well aware that the news is imminent. At 2 o'clock, the news will come out of Victoria's fact-based mouth. You will, of course, know that Victoria, when not laughing at the words stroke and Wookiee's head, is a professional and trained journalist. And at 2 o'clock, she will say professionally trained journalism words that impart the news at you. The thing about the news, of course, is that it's entirely factual. However, in the news at 2, there will be a made-up news lie, very much like that news lie to belong to you. You can get that to us. And if it comes out of Victoria's mouth, masquerading as truth, congratulations, you've won today's headline hijack. And you get a... I've won the headline hijack badge. You get a badge with I've won the headline hijack.
No, you don't.
Where's the badges? Who's paying for the badges?
Where's this coming from?
I thought if I just said that, someone would do it.
I mean,
you know, like Steve Wright in the Afternoon gives away the I chose the oldies on Steve Wright in the Afternoon badges.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we could just go, we'd send out badges that say, I won the headline hijack on John Holmes in the Afternoon badges.
It's quite a lot of words for a badge.
Well, it's no more than I chose the oldies on Steve Wright in the Afternoon, is it?
No,
I won the headline hijack on John Holmes in the Afternoon badges. If he can have badges, why can't I have badges?
We pay for those badges as well.
They're licence payers' badges.
I pay for some of those badges.
Yeah.
Who's going to pay for our badges?
Well, that's my question.
Steve Wright.
I've got it. Why don't we choose the oldies on Steve Wright in the Afternoon, like loads of times, get a load of badges sent,
And then
just cross out the words, chose, won, an oldies. Chose an oldies, put the word won, headline hijack, cross out the word Steve Wright.
Put in John Holmes.
Boom.
Hey.
Yeah, all it takes is some nous, which I clearly now have, and a Sharpie. That's all we need.
Nous and a Sharpie. Yeah. Classic ingredients.
So,
good sideways production thinking.
Yeah, thank you. Don't know what you think of that. Being the producer, but you know, I literally have to do everything myself.
What can I say? I missed that obvious one.
Everything myself.
Yeah. Missed that obvious one.
So, if your colleagues, by the way, due back into the office or wherever you are in the next 4 minutes, so they don't hear this bit, they don't know it's all a load of lies. Should we do another couple of examples before we pick a winner?
Yeah,
come on then, Cornelius. Yeah. What have you got, Cornelius?
Yeah. No, it's too rude. A brand new pet insurance company has launched insurance policy it will send a courtesy pet when your pet is poorly at a vet.
I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah, that's
Like I say, it works with cars. Why not? But the other thing, whenever you get a courtesy car, though, it's always inferior to your actual car, isn't it? You put in your nice car that you own,
and they
give you like a crappy thing that doesn't match the thing. So is the pet thing that you get, is it like for like, is what I'm saying?
No.
Do you get like a reduced quality pet?
I think they just fob you off with a hamster.
What if you've taken an ill hamster?
Goldfish.
What if you've taken an ill goldfish? What's lower down the pet scale than a goldfish? I suppose a stick
sea monkey? Sea monkeys?
No.
Oh, it's a little thing. You just buy them in toy shops.
Yeah.
And little fish. I think they were just tadpoles. You could buy the eggs in sachets in a little pot, and then you'd have these things would come alive. Sea monkeys.
Right, so that... Okay, so fine.
They're just fobbing everyone off with sea monkeys.
Okay, fine. So I'm just wondering how the courtesy pet thing would work. That's all. Anyway, let's pick a winner.
I've chosen a winner, John.
Who is it, David?
Today's winner is Caroline, John.
Caroline, where's she from?
Caroline is from South Shields.
I thought you were going to say Carolina, which would have been weird. Shields, Caroline, congratulations. You get a I won the headline hijack on the John Holmes in the Afternoon show badge.
Just as soon as we've chosen some oldies.
This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
At TradePoint, we've got a great range of decking, paving and fencing for your landscaping job. Stocked in store, always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of external paints, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So, why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
And good afternoon to you. It's exactly 2 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, should four-year-olds be asked what gender they identify with? Fresh hopes for steelworkers in Port Talbot. And the Queen's been serenaded ahead of her 90th.
Talk Radio.
A council leader says he's proud of a letter asking children aged four to choose the gender they identify most with. Brighton and Hove City Council included the question in a form for parents to confirm their child's primary school place. Some have criticised the letter, though, including former Conservative MP Anne Widdecombe.
It's ludicrous that it's confusing, that it's sending a very odd message indeed to a child, because a child, a whole part of your identity at that is, you know, are you a girl or a boy? You know, you're going to play with the girls or play with the boys? Which loo do you use? All of that is down to whether you're a girl or a boy at birth.
But Emma Daniel, who's head of the council's Equalities Committee, doesn't think there's anything wrong with it.
For most parents, the form's straightforward. You just tick male or female, as you normally would. For a very small minority of parents, they have children who are struggling with their gender identity. So all we've done is put a guidance note on there for the families that that applies to.
The government has welcomed attempts by Tata Steel's management in Port Talbot to take over the factory. Stuart Wilkie is thought to have asked other workers there to contribute up to £10,000 towards the bid. Tata Steel directly employs 15,000 people in the UK. Training on how to deal with a terror attack has been given to 1 million people who work in crowded places like shopping centres and sports venues. The extension of an existing project comes after terror attacks in public places in Brussels and Paris. International security analyst Steve Park, who's involved in the scheme, says staff will be shown how to spot people acting suspiciously.
How do we spot somebody wrecking a venue? Are they walking past a premises in a suspicious manner? Are they taking too many photographs of CCTV cameras and security systems? Are they asking questions that wouldn't normally be asked of people in reception? These are the front of house staff that we're talking about.
Officials in France have extended a state of emergency to cover major events, the Tour de France and Euro 2016. EU regulators have accused Google of abusing the dominance of its Android mobile system in deals with phone makers and mobile network operators. The company, which has 12 weeks to reply, denies the charge. And the Queen has enjoyed a performance of a classic Beatles song about ageing the day ahead of her 90th birthday. She was entertained by hundreds of school children in Windsor as they sang the hit tune, When I'm 64. The song was picked to mark the nation's longest reigning monarch, 64 years on the throne.
Great.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Plenty of sunshine, yeah. Although skies will turn hazy in the southwest through the afternoon. Yeah. Mostly cloudy in the far north of Scotland with some outbreaks of rain in places and highs of 15 degrees. 15
Any degrees. Of those children with the singing there had to tick a box as to what...
They're not in Brighton and Hove. No. They're older than 4 years old.
I still think it's... I mean, I don't agree with Anne Widdecombe often.
Oh.
Or ever. But I think I do on this. I think it's at the age of four. I think that's nonsense. As I mentioned earlier, my I've got a 4-year-old child. She's daughter, Isla. She genuinely believes herself to be a unicorn. So, you know, at 4, it's not old enough to be able to figure that stuff out, is it? I don't think. And anyway, think about this, right? 4-year-old, like, she's got, like, 4-year-old friends who are boys, right? They come round and stuff, right? And when you're 4, right, what you do is, just for an amusing joke, is you tuck your willy back between your legs, don't you?
It's true, boys do that.
To make it...
Thanks, Cornelius.
You know, that's a thing that kids do when they're just playing around and stuff, isn't it? Just playing around. So, you know, I don't see that, you know, it's that age is too young to know what, you know.
I don't know why you
I still do it, if I'm honest.
That's a sight I did not want to picture. Thanks, John.
We'll do the sport now. Toby does it.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. The Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger has hinted he will stay at the club until at least the summer of 2017.
Stop doing
That's it. When his current deal expires. He's been under pressure recently and asked if he'll definitely be in charge next season. Wenger said, I do not want to come back on that. I respect always my contract. One manager who definitely won't still be in his position next season is Celtic's Ronnie Dyla. The club has announced he'll leave after this season. He's likely to win the Scottish Premiership, but has been criticised for failing to dominate domestically. Bill Leckie from the Scottish Sun says the club made an error bringing him in 2014.
He was an experiment. I think what's happened is Peter Lawl, the chief executive, had got wind of his reputation in Norway. Originally, I think they wanted to bring him in to work with Neil Lennon. And then Neil Lennon decided he was going. And they thought, let's give this guy a try.
Tonight in the Barclays Premier League, Manchester United can move within a point of the top four by beating Crystal Palace. There's a Merseyside derby as Liverpool host Everton and Watford go to West Ham. And Great Britain will play their Davis Cup tennis quarter-final in July away to Serbia on clay. That's Andy Murray's weakest surface. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Thanks.
And finally, the NHS has announced new plans to refuse to help anyone who is rude to their staff. It's hoped this will improve the working conditions for this country's medical staff, as well as saving costs.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Good afternoon to you. 6 minutes past 2 o'clock. Wait. 7 minutes past 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And, very shortly now, work experience punditry, of course. Always my least favourite one of the week on a Wednesday with Ellie as she brings in her hipster nonsense. Why are you showing me your computer screen? What are you doing there?
I have an email that you need to be aware of, please, John.
Why am I interested in this?
Because it's important. I think you'll enjoy it. Let's get rid of the music, shall we?
Yeah, all right.
It's from Lauren in the office.
Lauren, yeah. What's Lauren?
Lauren is the production manager for Talk Radio.
Is that like Laurie?
No, it's a different person, isn't it?
Laurie is the group he made a title up.
Yeah.
Group executive editor or something. And Lauren does all the hard work as far as I
know. Absolutely, yeah.
Correct. Right.
Hi all. Can all producers please make themselves available at 2 p.m. today? Denny will be holding a meeting in room 1 on the ground floor. Thanks, Lauren.
It's 8 minutes past two.
Yeah, so we're a bit late for it, aren't we? I mean, it does say if you're on air, don't worry about it, but I think probably
I don't want to miss, you know, I love Denny's meetings.
Yeah, I don't want to miss out on that info.
I mean, they're a highlight for me of round here. And we don't want to miss out, do we?
I mean, he's not technically a producer, but should we send Cornelius?
Yes. What? Downstairs?
I'm needed here, though.
Not really.
On the radio.
Not really.
We got Ellie now.
Yeah. So,
Sorry, mate.
What you could do is, if you go down with your phone...
Yeah. We'll give you a call.
We'll give you a call, and then we'll hear the meeting.
So get your phone on now. Go and wait around the corner from the meeting.
Yeah,
we'll talk to
Ellie.
We'll
talk to you then, and then
we'll
you can go in
while you're here, and then we'll tell you. Then you go in live,
And then we'll hear the meeting because we don't want to miss out, do we?
Yeah, no, we need to get that information.
Yeah, might be really valuable information. Might be finding out who Julia Hartley Brewer's producers are on their merry-go-round. We don't know. That's a thing. Anyway, so it is time for work experience punditry. And it's a Wednesday, which means it is a work experience punditry, brackets, hipster nonsense, close brackets. Regular listeners will know that Ellie spends all of her time when she's not sitting here, all of her time just researching things that she knows will annoy me from the modern world of hipster stuff. Hello, Ellie. Good afternoon. How
hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thanks, yes. I hesitate to ask, but what rubbish am I going to dislike this week?
So I'm changing it up a little bit from last week, because last week we had animal cafes, as you can remember.
I remember your petting tea shop, yes, where you could go to a... you could go and have a cup of tea, but, like, pet an animal.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. A little bit different this week.
It's not a heavy petting tea shop.
No, all it's right. A taxidermy workshop.
That's... Okay.
Right. Okay, so...
You know the Box Park down in, like, kind of Shoreditch area?
Oh, God, of course it's in Shoreditch. Obviously, obviously it's in London.
So it's basically...
East London.
East London.
Yeah, home of the square beard. Yeah.
So basically, have you seen that? For those who don't know, the Box Park is, it's basically like big shipping containers that have been turned into a mall.
Oh, of course.
And it was supposed to only pop up for 4 years, but it's still here after 5 years.
Is it?
But they run loads and loads of different events. So the one that I'm looking at this week is a taxidermy workshop where you basically go for an hour and learn how to do taxidermy.
Right. So can you, is this sort of a follow on from the petting cafe? Because presumably if you pet an animal too hard, it would die.
Right.
And then, but because
so you can walk over to the Box Park.
Exactly.
With your dead animal.
Cradling the still warm corpse of a cat or whatever it is. What animals were there last week?
Actually got a big list of animals that you can taxidermy, and I want you to guess. We're going to play higher or lower, and you can guess how much they're going to cost to taxidermy them.
Oh, good. What do you stuff them with, out of interest?
So I don't actually know how it works because I have no interest in doing this, but people might.
What is it? Newspaper? What is it? What do you stuff a dead animal? Sawdust?
I don't know.
Asbestos? Yeah.
Asbestos is dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, okay.
Yeah, so...
Right, because I didn't know whether that made a difference to the cost, because, you know, if you use... I mean,
cotton
if you're
wool?
Yes. If you're going to use sawdust, right, then relatively cheap.
Cheap, yeah.
But if you're going to stuff the animal with, I don't know, saffron...
Oysters.
Then it's going to be more expensive, isn't it? Because saffron's, you know, or cocaine or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Very expensive,
yeah.
Though. Is that like a lucrative business market?
Well, you know, it's one probably coming up in your hipster list of things to do. Dead animal coke stuffing parties.
Smuggling with coke via taxidermy.
Yeah, there. I bet someone's done it.
I bet they must have done
it. Okay, go on then, higher or lower?
So we're going to start with a mouse. I'm going to tell you how much it is, and then I'm going to tell you the next animal. You can guess if it's higher or lower.
Excellent, okay.
So mouse is £60.
£60 to stuff a mouse?
Yeah.
What?
You got to keep the mouse, yeah?
Yeah, you get to keep it. Right. Yeah, so...
Do you have to take your own mouse?
No, I think they supply the mouse.
Well, is there a discount if you take your own mouse?
Maybe.
Because you see dead mice, don't you?
Yeah.
So the thing is, I've heard that apparently if you have taxidermied animals in your home, they actually attract mice. So you could basically buy the first one and then just keep going back with your own.
Yeah. Sell the mice to the taxidermy.
Exactly. You can, and also, you can create your own little mouse army, can you? Like, I tell you, now this is good. So remember the Terracotta Warriors?
Yeah.
Right? So in the afterlife, all right, to see me into the afterlife, well, I could create my own little mouse army, couldn't I?
Yeah.
Using this technique, and then just have like hundreds and hundreds of mice guarding my passage into the netherworld.
Mm. Or you could choose from our very various other animals.
Yeah.
Do you want to guess higher or lower?
Yeah, go on then.
So squirrel, higher or lower than a mouse?
Oh, higher.
I must be higher.
How much higher do you think?
Well, okay, mouse to squirrel ratio, £150.
No, less than that, it's 100.
No, right.
That's a good deal on a squirrel, isn't it?
given the size to the mouse, I think that's a pretty good term.
A mole.
How big is a mole? I don't really know what a mole is. I'm going to know, but I don't know how big a mole is.
You can have them removed.
Yeah, well, sure.
I had a mole issue. The garden one, not the right. blemish one thing. They're tiny. They're much smaller than you think. Because, you know, they do all that damage, don't they?
Yeah, exactly.
All that damage to the lawn, don't they? Get moles, all that damage. Right, and...
How big are they compared to a mouse, though?
They're a bit bigger than a mouse. But okay, I reckon it's
75 pounds.
Yes.
Close, 80.
Ooh, we're getting good at this.
And then the final one is a crow.
A stuffed crow?
Yeah.
crows aren't... why would you want to...
I don't know.
Okay. It's a sort of Game of Thrones thing. I think a crow... I think it's done on size. I think they're a lot bigger than a squirrel, isn't it? A crow.
150, 80,
you're talking 180 quid.
Bang on.
Who's the king of the crow stuffers? Yes! Come the hell on! I'm going to add the crows to my army of mice.
Yeah. It's an expensive, more expensive army, but you can get aerial coverage. So
exactly.
Keep a lookout.
You can now turn up and be like, I got the price right, so I now you get a free one.
Free crow.
I tell you what, who doesn't want a free crow? I'm not going to this hipster nonsense because it sounds crap.
Sure. You can model them naturally or anthropomorphically. So you can make them do human things.
That is
good,
isn't
it? Funny,
yeah,
isn't it? Yeah. Oh, what human thing would you like to see a crow doing? Ooh. Oh, dogging. I'd like to set up a little tableau where you've got a car, right? Mm. Just a toy, like a Matchbox. No, bigger than that, probably. A model car. A remote control one, but take the batteries out so it can't move. Set that up. Get the crow in it with another crow engaging in crow activity.
Crowing.
Yeah, crowing, yeah. And a little model Paul Ross looking through the window.
How much does it cost to stuff a model Paul Ross?
Is that on your list?
It's not, unfortunately.
Okay. Next week it will be. Yeah. There'll be some hipster pop-up where you can go and stuff Paul Ross. It's 2:15, by the way. Before we get to... Can you wait there, Ellie? Mm-hmm. Wait, because we need to find out what's happening in that meeting we were talking about. Yeah. So we'll be back with more hipster nonsense very shortly. But I think... Am I right? Is Cornelius on the phone?
Hello, hear me.
There you go. So if you only just tuned in, what's happened is, paid intern Cornelius, we got an email while we were on air telling us there's a producers' meeting for all the Talk Radio producers happening downstairs. And obviously we can't go, but we don't want to miss out on one of Denny's fascinating meetings. So we've sent Cornelius down there on the phone. So where are you now?
I'm just in the cafe at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Should I go in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In okay, just be nice and quiet for about 10 seconds.
All right, fine.
Hi, sorry I'm late. Sorry we're late, we're all on the line. No? Okay. It's not the time.
It's not the time?
No, it's not the time. They're not sitting there. No.
Well, we don't know what's going on in the meeting.
Well, no, I don't, but apparently it's not the time.
Well, what is the time?
It was 2:00, wasn't it?
Have we missed the meeting?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. What, can you lip read? Have they thrown you out of the meeting?
Yeah, I've been chucked out.
Can you lip read?
No, I've run off. I'm in trouble.
Are you in trouble?
Yeah.
Who was angry?
Denny.
Who else was in there?
Everyone.
There was Laurie in there.
Oh my God.
Do you want to come back to the studio, Con?
Yes.
Fine. It's 2:17, and that's Cornelius live from Denny's meeting.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
5 minutes. The time it takes to fill a crack in the wall. The time it takes to change the washer on a tap. The time it takes to make a cuppa. And the time it takes to use Screwfix's speedy 5-minute click and collect service. Order online and just 5 minutes later it's ready to collect from your chosen store, We have over 460 nationwide, so there's bound to be one nearby. Click and collect in 5 minutes. One more reason why those in the know Screwfix.
Over the last 4 years, I've learned that I'm not a total idiot. I've learned that my friends can be surprisingly supportive. I've learned that I can be pretty single-minded. And I've learned that if you want to, you can totally take control of your future.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Jiskello in South Yorkshire, where the Doncaster bypass is struggling north towards the scene of an accident near to Barnsdale Bar. Across the Pennines, Greater Manchester's anti-clockwise M60 is still slow after earlier problems near 13 for Worsley. A vehicle fire on the M40 in Oxfordshire is causing some northbound queues between 6 at Watlington and 7 at Tame. In Bristol, the A38 Bridgewater Road through Bishopsworth is currently blocked both ways by an accident near to the Town and Country Lodge, and earlier problems on West Sussex M23 has left northbound queues near Gatwick Airport. I'm Jarena Adams.
When a punter takes the tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 la,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade, it's your reputation.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And in an exclusive, a first for British broadcasting, Talk Radio tomorrow is going to be joined live in the studio by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II on the show with me, Paul Ross. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth... Well, she can't make it. Really? It's been set in stone in the... Oh, right. Oh, it's her birthday tomorrow, apparently, so we're looking at the life and career of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. She joins us live, I hope, next week.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
20 past 2. Good afternoon to you, Cornelius. Some of your reaction. I mean, personal reaction.
My reaction. Coming is, why did you make me do that? I am now in trouble.
So, what are you so? So, let's just tell you, you went down there for this producers' meeting.
Yeah.
Right, that's happening. That we couldn't go to because it started at 2. Yeah. Right. What's funny is that David and I knew this would happen. Yeah. And so, he went down.
He looks genuinely distraught.
So, what was the mood of the room? Describe, talk us through it.
It was awful. Like, I don't know what their meeting is about, but it's like,
Might be about you.
No, but
I bet it is now.
It was definitely, yeah. It was definitely very serious.
Oh, good.
Or, because it's John's birthday on Sunday, maybe they're just planning a surprise party. Yeah.
There you go. We didn't consider that, did we? When we inevitably get called into Denny's office, let's ask him that. Let's see if he just goes, guys, I need a word. Yeah. And we go in, he shuts the door, and we just go, is it about the surprise party? Was that what it was?
We think we know about it.
Yeah, we know what it is, Denny.
Don't worry, Denny.
Oh, my God. Anyway, Ellie's still here. It's 2:22. Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Ellie is still with us. If you're just joining us, you've missed us building a mouse army with crows that ease your passage into the underworld, all for a reasonable price in a pop-up taxidermy area made of some shipping containers. God, I hate myself for even saying that. Ellie's got more hips than nonsense. What have you, Ellie?
I thought I'd bring a little bit of culture to it now to make up for the taxidermy side.
Okay.
So there's an exhibit on at Somerset House called Venturing Beyond, Graffiti and the Everyday Utopias of the Street. So basically, it's a load of graffiti artists who are going in and creating loads of lovely artwork for people to go and have a look at.
Yes.
And today is the final day of a residency where two artists have come in, had a look at all the other people's work, and then made their own graffiti because of it.
Right.
So it's nice. You can go and have a look at some topical...
Graffiti.
Graffiti, yeah.
The thing is, I could do that anywhere in the country.
Right. Now, I realise, now, for a start, this isn't a criticism, Ellie.
Mm.
No, it is. but, you know, London-centric, those, right? But I realise that's because hipsters mostly live in East London. But what I'm saying is I could go anywhere in this country and see some graffiti for free.
But I think what you're missing, John,
yes,
is that graffiti is normally from a dystopian viewpoint, whereas this graffiti is from a utopian viewpoint.
You're right. I hadn't really considered that. Right, OK. So what's utopian about it?
It's just trying to make it seem like it's uplifting rather than... So you have things like Dismaland. Did you ever hear about that?
Yes, Banksy's the Banksy, yes.
Yeah, which would be dystopian, very dour,
yes,
complaining about stuff. This is meant to be a bit more uplifting.
Right, but it's still an illegal practice. So, you know... I mean, I don't want to pour cold water on it, right? But it is technically illegal to graffiti the side of a building or a railway property, Ellie. And you're coming on here condoning an illegal act. I mean, I don't want to suck the fun out of hipsters.
Never, ever.
I would never do that. But on this occasion, I think you've gone a little bit too far.
But is it... So the question is it graffiti if instead of it being on a wall, you've got a canvas and put it up in a fancy art gallery?
No, that's a painting.
Art, isn't it?
Right, that's just paint. That's a painting. Mm. And by pretending it's graffiti, makes me hate the hipsters even more. If I'm honest.
So would you not go on, like, the alternative East London tour to go and have a look at all the graffiti down there? No?
Do I look like I would?
No, probably not.
No, because I can see it on my own just walking to the station.
Would you appreciate it in that way?
I tut at it like an old man. what else have you in your hipster repertoire?
So, do you like Sherlock Holmes?
Interesting.
Because Madame Tussauds is opening up Sherlock Holmes, The Experience. So this came out yesterday, and basically there's going to be two types. There's The Experience, which is where visitors get to don the famous deerstalker, and then you help Dr. Watson find Sherlock in an interactive kind of theatrical thing. So a bit like, you know, the London Dungeons.
Right.
Right. And then the second part of it is called The Games Afoot, which is £45, and it's a free roaming investigation. So there's lots of different sets, lots of different characters, and you basically go around, and the experience will be different for everyone because it's all about finding your own clues, and then you'll solve a mystery.
Right, I see. So it's one of those things where, because I have been on similar things, I think everyone knows these kind of things that you get at your London Dungeon or your Vic Centre or wherever you might get these things, where you pay some money and you go into a room where they've turned the lights off, and then some out-of-work actors try to scare you. Is that what happens?
Yeah.
That's more or less what it is. Mm. But this time, it's themed around Sherlock Holmes.
Exactly.
Okay.
And there's a Sherlock Holmes-themed bar at the end of one of them. What? Am I not selling this
one
to
one of
you?
Them?
Well...
Yeah, the more interactive one.
Well, I mean, now you've piqued my interest, certainly.
The bar.
What, yeah, exactly. What is it? Sherlock Holmes themed drinks?
It just says themed bar. This is all like brand new, hot off the press, right. cutting edge of hipster news.
I did go to the Star Wars one that they did because that was all that, you know. They went down and then you could sit in the Millennium Falcon and
the Madame Tussauds.
Yes,
that was good
in London. It was actually, do you know what? It was good. And Victoria Lights, I'll tell her later. But I stroked a Wookiee's head. I know she's very keen on that, Victoria from the news, isn't she? After Prince Charles, yeah. No, not Prince Charles. Prince, one of the princes did it yesterday.
William,
if you like. It's the least hateful one you've brought in.
What, of all?
Yes. Well,
ever?
Not about ever, but certainly today. Because I don't think it's that hipster. I think that's, you know...
Fun. It's not all rubbish.
Yeah, the
I
family
do
could do
John.
That. No,
like...
that's very good. I think that's... It's very, very popular, isn't it, the Sherlock?
The Sherlock.
Yeah. And interestingly, Mark Watson's coming in later, in about an hour, and I'm called John Holmes, so...
Yeah.
See, so like, I looked into the future and I thought, what would tie the whole of the day together nicely?
Yeah.
And this is what I came up with.
Yeah, she's like a genius.
Yes.
I mean,
better than Cornelius.
Yeah, he can't even get in a meeting.
No. can't attend a meeting to which he's invited.
Yeah. I bet he's going to a meeting after this.
Stop it. Oh, my God.
Ellie, thank you so much for coming in. I've just got one quick question for you.
Mm.
We follow you on Twitter.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
Do you want to talk us through this?
Okay, so I'm in the middle of... Right, have you got the feed there?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
So
we printed out your Twitter feed,
oh,
that's
good.
Right.
Okay, so on Sunday, I was just doing my dissertation, minding my own business, and I get a phone call at 2:30 from a boy whose number I still have in my phone.
Yes.
but have not spoken to in 2 years.
Right.
When he gave me his number in a bar.
Right. Right. It's not an ex. No,
it's just gave me his number in a bar, was always like, oh, might see you around the student bars, never
right.
did.
Fine, good.
To like, basically, to, I've tweeted this, so everyone can go and have a look, but to yeah. explain the like how well I knew him, yeah. one of the tweets that we sent to each other in 2014 is, sorry, but I forgot your name and I want to create a contact from him to me.
So you're good friends.
So I get this phone call at 2:30 on Sunday.
Yes.
And I'm not going to pick that up. And then, so he then texts me and he says, I checked your Facebook a while ago, but do you still have a boyfriend?
Wow.
Right.
Good opener.
He doesn't have me on Facebook. So,
and
as far as I knew, I didn't think he knew my last name.
Wow. It's just gone a bit. Yeah. Lily Allen all of a sudden, isn't it?
So basically I replied no, and then he messaged me. I was like, this is a little bit weird. And he said, I know, I'm just in London around Great Dover Street area. Would like to see someone female to talk to.
This is the weirdest booty call I've ever heard of.
It's smooth.
And then followed it up with, I'm leaving at 10, so I've got to fit some convo in with someone quickly.
Some convo? Wow.
I've never lived in Great Dover Street. And I don't live there now. And it's a little bit worrying.
Someone female.
He was also really confident that I still lived in London.
Yeah.
So I don't know how...
Interesting.
Because it's 2 years without any contact.
Perhaps he's just very interested in hipster exhibitions. And he's heard you on the radio. And he's just thought, oh, that's Ellie from the bar. 2 years ago. And she's... But I'm in London and I'd quite like to visit an exhibition where you stuff a dead graffiti artist with sawdust.
And cocaine.
Yes. And so I'll give Ellie a shot. Yeah, mate. Okay, thanks for sharing your life. That's... what have you got there, Dave?
There's loads more in
this. Oh, this goes on forever.
Yeah. So I replied, no offence, but no thanks. And he replied, bearing in mind, haven't spoken to this person in 2 years. Barely knew him. No problem, no guilt. Love you sincerely in my own strange way.
Oh. Not in Dover Street, I hope.
My favourite one's the last one he sent the morning after. Had a nap now, going back home, just looked at this conversation, came to the realisation I was very drunk when I said this.
Ellie, thank you for coming in. If you want to have a look at Ellie's Twitter feed, it's mental. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
In the last half hour, mass murderer Anders Behring Breivik has partly won a lawsuit against the Norwegian state for inhuman treatment in prison. The 37-year-old right-wing extremist has been kept in isolation since he killed 77 people in 2011. Sky's Ian Woods has more.
The judge in this case has said that the prohibition of inhuman and degrading treatment represents a fundamental value in a democratic society. This applies no matter what, also in the treatment of terrorists and killers. And the Norwegian government will also have to pay the court costs in this, the legal costs brought by Breivik, which amounts to around about £30,000.
A council says it stands by its decision to ask parents the gender that their four-year-old children most identify with. Brighton and Hove City Council says primary school teachers might want to know if some youngsters are struggling with their gender identity. Some of the managers at Tata Steel are looking to get investors and workers together to buy the Port Talbot plant from its Indian owners. The move's been welcomed by the government and unions. The Metropolitan Police are looking into whether an undercover officer was involved in planting a bomb in a department store nearly 29 years ago. There are reports he was trying to prove his loyalty to a group of anti-fa campaigners who he'd infiltrated, although he denies any involvement. A device went off at a Debenham store in Harrow in 1987, causing millions of pounds of damage. And the Queen's 90th celebrations have started a day early, with staff at Royal Mail in the Windsor delivery office singing her a happy birthday. While there, Prince Philip... While there with Prince Philip, Her Majesty joked she may have added to their workload with all the extra post.
Because it's her birthday.
I know. She's done a little. I tell you what, Dave, can you cancel Mark Watson later because the Queen's done a joke.
All right,
thanks, mate. Can you get the Queen in?
All right, she'll be on.
All right, nice. Thank you.
Did you like the Queen joke?
All right,
good. Anyway, now for the weather. Plenty of sunshine, although skies will be turning hazy in the southwest.
Hazy.
Through the afternoon, mostly cloudy in the far north of Scotland with some outbreaks of rain in places. Highs of 15 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
2:34, good afternoon. It is a Wednesday afternoon. I am John Holmes. All the big stories, of course, here on Talk Radio. More of that very shortly. But first of all, we obviously want to know what the people think. What we do on a daily basis. We go outside into the streets and find out exactly what the people think. Today, gammon or war?
Gammon.
Gammon.
War.
War.
Gammon.
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 Gammon.
War.
Gammon.
War.
Gammon.
War.
Gammon.
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 War.
War.
Gammon.
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 Gammon.
War.
War.
Gammon.
War.
Gammon.
War.
Gammon.
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 War.
War.
Gammon.
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 Gammon.
War.
War.
Gammon.
War.
Gammon.
War.
Gammon.
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 War.
War.
Gammon.
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 Gammon.
War.
War.
Gammon.
War.
Gammon.
What the people think. 2:35. If you've got an opinion, whether it's gammon or war, then you can text us 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Or gammon or war. So, good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. My name happens to be John Holmes, and that isn't a coincidence. On the line now to talk about a big story, actually, that we haven't yet discussed on the programme. You may know this already, because I realise it's trending. But it's an anniversary of when Norway, the country of Norway, banned skateboarding in the 1970s and 80s. Now, obviously, this is a date that is in everyone's calendar and diary. And on the line to discuss it now on Talk Radio is Ingrid. She's a journalist. She's from Norway. Good afternoon, Ingrid.
Hey, John.
Now, let me... let's get a bit of background on this story. So, Norway banned skateboarding. Tell me about that.
Ja, skateboarding. Jeg har egentlig ikke lyst til å snakke om det. Mm-hmm. Så siden du ikke snakker norsk,
yep.
Jeg skal bare si hva jeg liker. Så dette været jo ganske fint. Jeg elsker sol. Sant, vi elsker sol i Norge.
Mm.
En bit av sol, så sitter vi på terrassen.
Yes.
Med en pølse og en tur og øl. Og jeg gjør masse solinger på påsken.
Ja.
Jeg kan fortsatt ikke tenke på hvor mye jeg spiste I påsken.
Yes, well, it's interesting you say that, because, I realise this is something that can only be explained in Norwegian as well. And, mm-hmm. I mean, the skateboards went on sale in Norway, but it wasn't long afterwards, was it, that the Environment Ministry actually banned them?
Nei, jeg tror jeg spiste 5 poser med smågodt I 2 dager.
Mm.
For dette intervjuet spiste jeg 2 poser med segment. 3 quick lunch, 1 glass med solo. Det ikke rart jeg vet.
Yeah.
Det galt. I dag skal jeg handle I London. Kanskje jeg skal til hennes.
Mm.
Vi har bare én klesbutikk i Norge. Har du hørt om Dick Bock?
Yeah. So what was it that, I mean, what was it that that children did instead?
Det er en butikk som er på hvert hjørne av hver gate i Norge. Mm-hmm. Og jeg trodde Starbucks var dårlig, men Dick Bock er overalt. De har fine klær da. men det gjør at alle norske jenter ser det samme.
Well, I mean, I was going to say the same thing. I mean, in terms of, there were rebellions, weren't there? I mean, there were the children as young as, you know, 9, 8, 9, 10, 11, rebelling against this prohibition.
Ja, ja, men vet du hva oss jenter i Norge like stå godt?
Ja.
Hvite sko. Hvis du ser på en gruppebilde av norske jenter, så har alle de hvite sko. Hvite Nikes, hvite New Balance, hvite Adidas. Det er helt crazy. Har du sett hvor mye det regner i Bergen, eller i Haugesund, eller Stavanger?
Yes.
Det regner alt for mye.
Yes, like...
Egentlig svarte sko.
Yes, like the one in Back to the Future, you're right. The ban was lifted, wasn't it, after 11 years? 11 years, I think.
Ja, 11 år. Okay, that's crazy. Jeg har ikke lyst til å snakke om dette. Hva dette intervjuet om igjen?
Mm.
Jeg har kanskje glemt ut. Skateboarding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, so why did they pick on the skateboard? I mean, was that just because it had a bad health and safety record?
Hva snakker man? Hva skal jeg si om dette spørsmålet? Kongen av Norge er kjekt.
Aha.
Han er mye kulere enn den engelske kongefamilien. Ja, så det er ganske bra faktisk.
Oh, that Norwegian sense of humour. I know. Listen, Ingrid, thank you so much for speaking to us live from Norway this afternoon. That's Ingrid. She's a journalist. She's Norwegian. This is Talk Radio. And it's 20 minutes to 3 o'clock. She was Norwegian. It's time to give away some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. Is how it works. Would you like to win some meat? Would you like to win a meat?
Yes.
Not you. You're not eligible. You're an employee, or at least you were till about 20 minutes ago when you went into the boss's meeting live on the radio and angered the hell out of him.
Yeah.
Let's give away some meat to someone who isn't an employee. Would you like to win some? You can do it today in a game of Dead or Alive. You have a choice of chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic vegetables, if you happen to be one of those vegetarian types. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
But then write the word Dead, followed by your own name. If you would like to play Dead or Alive this afternoon before 3 o'clock, Dead or Alive. I've got a list of things. They're either dead or they're alive. It's very simple. But we're opening the lines right now, so text 87222.
Start your message with the word talk, then dead, then name.
87222, the lines are open. Start
your message with the word talk, then dead, then name. Do you want me to do that bit? I can't tell.
It doesn't matter,
face.
It's absolutely fine. So the lines are open now, we will be playing it very shortly indeed. Now, you know how on Talk Radio, right, there's, like, differing opinions, aren't there?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever heard Julie Hartley Brewer's...
I listen every day for the full show.
Yes. And what they do is they have opinions, don't they? One comes in here, opinion there.
Oh, yeah.
And another one, a contrasting opinion often comes in here. Just to create some fake tension or something. And that's how the radio works, okay? And they do it on the Jeremy Vine show on Radio 2 and 5 Live, don't they? They get opinion here. And the Today programme, Radio 4, opinion. Oh, I think a thing. What do you think? Oh, I think the opposite thing. Oh, let's have an argument. Right? That's how the radio works, okay? However, what if you did that with music?
Oh.
I know. Take a song. A piece of music, a song, right, from here, and take another one over here. The total opposite. It just doesn't even slightly go together, right? But instead of an argument, what if it created something beautiful?
And I say to you, that is the reasoning behind Talk Radio's Wednesday afternoon. There's two songs in here. Talk Radio's Wednesday afternoon, Eargasm.
Online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
News just in. You could win a trip to the Rio 2016 Olympic Games with Visa Contactless. Every time you touch and pay for anything up to £30 with Visa Contactless, simply enter online and you'll be in with a chance of winning. So whether you're buying chinos or your morning cappuccino, go cash-free and follow Team GB with pride at Rio 2016. Enter today at visa.co.uk/cashfree. Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need. Visa, worldwide sponsor of the Olympic Games. T's and C's apply. 18s and over. Ends June 5th, 2016. See website for details.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding.
Who are you? Get out the back of me van.
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Now even more impressive with free sat-nav, parking sensors and air conditioning. Retail customers only. Order by June 30th. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See your Vauxhall retailer for details.
When a punter takes the tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 la,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade, it's your reputation.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
South Yorkshire's southbound M1 is heavy towards the scene of an accident between junctions 33 and 32 near Sheffield. An accident on the M6 North near Stafford South at junction 13 is causing delays. One lane's closed there. A vehicle fire on the M40 in Oxfordshire means northbound queues between 6 at Watlington and 7 at Tame. Gloucestershire's A419 Ebbly bypass through Stonehouse remains closed off both ways because of an accident. And in Beddingham in East Sussex, the A27 has been closed both ways around the Beddington roundabout for the A26 because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-managed, sharp-dressed dot-com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing. Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night Ian Lee, tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late Night Conversation, worth losing sleep over.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, it's 10 minutes to 3 o'clock, just to get ahead of a game of Dead or Alive. Cornelius has got some of your reactions.
Yes, this is coming from John, who says, all these people jumping on the Liberal bandwagon. And Dave has said, well, today I had to wait 30 minutes for my delayed Liberal bandwagon.
Okay. If you've got a reaction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use the Twitter thing.
On
Facebook as well, probably.
.com.
It's time for someone to win some meat on the radio in a game of Dead or It is a game of Dead or Alive, and it's happening on the radio, hence the sentence I just said to introduce it. It's very simple indeed. There's a list of things that are either dead or they're alive. You simply have to tell me which of those two states of being the things I read out are in. On the line, out of the thousands of entries that we've had to play, picked entirely at random, out of all of them, is somebody on line 18 million. Who's that on the telephone?
It's Jack.
Jack, hello, Jack. How are you, Jack?
How are you doing? I'm not too bad. How are you?
Good, very well. You're alive, Jack, then. That's a good start, isn't it? That's a good
start. Just about.
Good start. Where are you, Jack, and what do you do?
I'm in Leamington Square, and I'm a greenkeeper.
You're a what, sorry?
A greenkeeper.
A greenkeeper. You keep things green, Jack.
I try to, yeah.
Okay, right. Okay, so busy time of year for you, then. This is a slightly greener time.
It's getting there, yeah. We're just putting some whiskey on the greens at the moment.
All right, good.
Whiskey?
Yeah, it comes up half cup.
It's good. Is that a greenkeeper's joke there? Which, you know... Which
I don't get it.
Fine. So what green do you keep? I mean, are they, is it specific greens or you know, a wide range of non-specific greens?
No, it's on the golf course, so there's 18 of them.
Oh, splendid. All right, okay, fine. So, do you play golf yourself, or do you just keep the greens and sneer at the people who do?
Yeah, a bit of both, really. Keep the greens and sneer as well.
Yeah, okay, fine. Here's the thing. You can win some meat, Jack. You've got a choice of chicken, beef or lamb. Or, if you are a vegetarian one, you know, eat your greens. That's my little greenkeeper's joke. Then you can choose for a box of organic veg. Which of those would you like to go for?
I'll get some lamb, please.
You go to the lamb, a strong spring choice. Fine, well, here's how it's going to work. As a list, producer Dave will keep score.
Yep.
And I will read out the list. You just tell me whether things are dead or alive. Here we go, Jack. Right,
okey-doke.
Question number one, dead or alive. One of my next door neighbours' fish.
Dead.
Yes, good. I saw a heron get it out of her pond only 2 days ago. A bold start. Question number two, dead or alive. My Aunt Jackie.
Oh, she's well gone, she's dead.
I'm afraid it was a trick question. I don't have an Aunt Jackie.
Are you sure?
Well, no, to be fair, I'm not entirely positive because I was adopted age 4, so I might have.
Man, you're from the meeting as well.
You've done your research. All right, fine. Good. Have you read my book?
Yeah, I'm halfway through it.
Oh, great, fine. Good.
It's halfway through. Slow read, isn't it?
It's halfway through. No, it's not a slow read. It's a good read, isn't it, Jack?
It is good, it is. You're currently in Wales at the moment on holiday.
Yeah, see, that is on the holiday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good. I've got an endorsement from Jack now. It's called A Portrait of an Idiot as a Man. It's available on Amazon right now. The paperback is coming out in September.
And the cover is green, isn't it?
It is at the moment, appropriately. It is, isn't it, Jack? You must like that.
It is indeed.
Is that what drew you towards it, Jack? The greenery?
It is, yeah.
Okay, fine. Right, question three, Dead or Alive. The fox I saw at the side of the A299 Thanet Way between Herne Bay and Whitstable.
I think that fox is still alive.
Well, here's the thing. It was alive on the way. But on the journey back, very much dead. So I'm going to give you half a point for that.
Okay.
Dead or Alive, the look behind the eyes of anyone forced to work with Julie Hartley Brewer on her programme.
Definitely dead.
Yes, you're absolutely right. One producer who will remain nameless the other day described it as like being machine gunned by the Daily Mail. Number five, the lollipop lady that used to live next door to my nana.
She's dead.
She is dead as well. For a bonus point, my nana.
Have
you got to that point in the book yet?
I don't think I have.
Well, you can take a, you know...
Where she stays alive.
There might be a clue there. Go for the nana.
Dead.
They're both dead. Bonus point. Congratulations. Well, look. Right, dead or alive, The Hills. The Hills.
The Hills are alive.
Ah, no, I know why you're thinking that because of the song. But the Hills here are the Hills, who are a family that live quite near my parents. Three generations of them were wiped out in a catastrophic flower arranging accident in 2003. So they're dead. Her Majesty the Queen, dead or alive?
Oh, dead.
Well. Is there breaking news? Because
there is not.
This is not how we do breaking news on this station.
We get a greenkeeper on to just tell us the state of the health of the royal family.
Leamington Spa.
Well, it is Royal Leamington Spa, to be fair.
It is indeed.
Do you get the news first? Is that what happens?
We're now in front of everyone else.
If there is a death in the royal family, they have to mow the obituary into the greenery in Leamington Spa. As far as I know, she's alive, Her Majesty the Queen. I mean, it would be unfortunate if she died this afternoon, wouldn't it? Put a dampener on her birthday party tomorrow. I can't give you that point. Finally, dead or alive, you, according to Faith No More's surprise.
Alive.
Let's find out. Surprise! You're dead! It was dead! We've got to go to producer Dave now. He's got the scores.
Oh, wow,
he's going to have to check the system.
Yeah.
Problem.
Just checking the system here.
Yeah, check the...
Jack?
Check the system. It's quite a slow system.
That's been for a while, isn't it?
Yeah, just hold the line and we'll...
I think she might be dead by the time I get the score.
Scores in, guys.
What's the score?
Jack.
Yep.
Yeah.
Scored.
Greenkeeper Jack. Call him by his proper name.
Greenkeeper Jack from Royal Leamington Spa.
Yep.
I scored 4.5 points, John.
Is Ooh. That enough for him to win the meet? Check the system.
Just running it back through the system there, Jack.
It's quite a slow system, Jack.
Very slow system. Really good though. The system usually just about gives us the answer just as we're supposed to get to ads, so it's great. It's very well timed.
It's a slow system, but it's well timed system.
John.
Yeah.
The system says yes.
Congratulations! Jack has won the meat. He's won the lamb in the game of dead or alive.
Thank you very much.
On Talk Radio. The big debate will be coming after 3 o'clock. We'll also have the comedian Mark Watson joining us at around 2:30. And, of course, still to come the Diversity Paper Review. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Every approved used Jaguar comes with 2 years warranty. but at the Jaguar approved used event from the 14th to the 25th of April, on top of our competitive 10.9% APR representative finance, with Jaguar Privilege PCP, you also get a £1,000 deposit contribution across the range. So the Jaguar you've always wanted is closer than ever. Search Jaguar approved used.
Offer ends 25th of April 2016. Credit subject to status. Terms and conditions apply. Black Horse Trading is Jaguar Financial Services.
Van Buster, now on. Green feather edge boards, just £6 a pack. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint members only. TradePoint!
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't involve paying for little extras. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, your satisfying breakfast, Wi-Fi, and even a great night's sleep on our crisp white linens are all included. And when you book directly at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? Maybe check your bill for nasty surprises. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Gary, Winston Wolf, direct line. Your landlord Mike says you wrecked his place.
Wait,
knocking holes in the walls. And all that graffiti? Fancy yourself an artiste?
No.
But it's all covered, Gary. Mike is with direct line. They'll cover up to the full amount insured for malicious damage by tenants.
Oh, good. Can I go now?
Oh, no, Gary. Direct Line's looking after Mike, but who's looking after you?
Direct Line Landlord Insurance covers up to the sum insured for malicious damage by tenants. Can your landlord insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Optional extra qualifying criteria and excess apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Well, bits of it. It's coming up to 3 o'clock. In fact, I'm going to stick my neck out and say it is now exactly 3 o'clock, and you're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a mass killer's won a court case against Norway. A council says it's proud of asking kids to choose their gender. And celebrations have started for the Queen's 90th.
Talk Radio.
A court in Norway has ruled mass killer Anders Behring Breivik has had some of his human rights violated while in prison. The 37-year-old has been in solitary confinement since killing 8 people in a bomb blast and shooting dead 69 people on Utøya Island in summer 2011. Sky's Ian Woods says he's only one part of the case, though.
He was arguing two different aspects. He was arguing that his human rights were being breached under Article 3 of the European Convention, was that no one shall be subject to torture or to inhuman or degrading treatment or punishment. He's won on that case, but he's failed on another aspect of it, which was Article 8 of the Convention, which protects a person's right to respect for his private and family life.
Brighton and Hove City Council has defended asking 4-year-olds to choose which gender they identify the most with. The request was sent out in letters earlier this week, which confirmed which primary schools children had got into. But former Conservative MP Anne Widdecombe told Talk Radio she doesn't agree with the decision.
The fact is, you are what you're born. You may much later on develop some sort of problem, but at 4 you won't know what that problem is. You won't be aware of it. To ask a 4-year-old if they're a boy or a girl is plain daft.
Scotland Yard is going to reinvestigate a bomb attack by animal rights activists almost 3 decades ago, after new information from a probe into undercover officers. It was planted at Debenhams in Harrow in 1987 and caused millions of pounds of damage. The government is welcoming attempts by Tata Steel's management in Port Talbot to take over the loss-making plant. Managing Director Stuart Wilkie is understood to be canvassing workers about putting together a bid. British Gas has announced plans to cut almost 700 office jobs in the Black Country. The company is consulting workers and unions over the next 6 weeks about the potential closure in Albury, where it says it will look at redeployment options. A petition signed by more than 110,000 people has been handed into Downing Street calling for better care for monkeys kept as pets. It says primates in captivity should get guaranteed standards of care, including heated indoor accommodation and space outside with complex climbing ropes.
Alright.
John, you're putting me off.
What am I doing? I didn't do anything. I was just listening to your dirty monkey talk.
It wasn't dirty.
Monkeys are dirty. They throw poo at you.
That actually happened to me once.
What?
In France.
And now the news takes a turn.
Yeah,
can I finish?
News?
Yeah.
Are you sure it was a monkey?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to France.
It was in a zoo.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And the Queen has opened a new bandstand in Windsor today, which has been built to commemorate her 90th birthday.
She'd throw her own poo at anybody.
John!
Well...
I think if she'd done that, that would have been my top line.
It would have been. If you'd have led with, good afternoon, it's 3 o'clock, Victoria's got the news. Her Majesty the Queen, just ahead of her 90th birthday, has been throwing her own excrement at children in a bandstand.
I think I would have just said poo.
Okay.
She hasn't been doing that, okay. Just so listeners know. Okay. Her Majesty, who celebrates a landmark 90th birthday tomorrow, has also met school children who've helped design a plaque for her and visited her local Royal Mail delivery office in Windsor. And Margaret has travelled from Canada to be part of the celebrations.
She's our queen and we're very proud of her in Canada. She's been very diligent all these years. I saw her mother and father before the war and I was struck then by how marvellous the Majesty of a monarchy is.
Yeah, you see, she was struck. She was struck by flying excrement thrown by the Queen.
Not true.
She came all the way from Canada, Margaret. All the way from Canada to see the Queen, and she just, they just threw, the Queen just saw her there, opened a royal handbag, scooped out some of her excrement. And threw it at Margaret. But and that, you know, what sort of way, what way is that to treat your Commonwealth?
But you know, royalists can be a bit weird.
Is that the news? That's the
is
news.
That a fact? That's
royalists are weird. That is the news.
No.
You just said it in the news.
It's still the news.
I finished the news. Can I do the weather now?
Yeah.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Plenty of
where
sunshine.
Was this monkey? Where was the monkey?
Which one?
The one that threw poo at you.
It was in France at a zoo. I was on a school trip when I was 13.
Right.
And I was looking down in this enclosure and it was a big male ape.
Yeah.
And
a mape.
And he just threw his poo at me and it landed in my face. Anyway, now for the weather.
Yep. Wait, that wasn't part of the weather. It's hard to tell because it said weather and then you said it was going to rain poo.
I never said it was going to rain poo.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so the weather, plenty of sunshine, although skies could turn hazy in the southwest through the afternoon, mostly cloudy in the far north of Scotland with some outbreaks of rain in places and highs of 15 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. It's 3:05. What?
Sport.
Oh,
yeah, all right.
Where's the sport coming from?
I don't know. Yeah, there is sport. You're right. I forgot there was sport today. The sport. Have we got the live feed of the sport? Yeah. I see why. We're trying to get the signal, weren't we?
Yeah, trying to get the lineup. Yeah, yeah.
The sport today is with Toby.
Yeah.
And he's live at the seaside.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. Arsene Wenger has hinted he'll be staying as Arsenal boss this summer.
Look, I do not want to come back on that. I respect always my contract.
A vocal section of supporters have called for his head after another season of disappointment. His current contract ends after next season. But Wenger says he continues to question if he's good enough every day.
Every time it doesn't work, you question yourself, you know. And that is part of your job. And I would say the decisions I make, of course, in the end, it's always down to me, and so I have to stand up for that.
Celtic are hunting for a new manager. Ronnie Dyla has announced he'll leave the club at the end of the season. Former boss Neil Lennon says he'd like to return. David Moyes, though, is the early favourite. Tonight, Manchester United can move within a point of the Premier League's top four by beating Crystal Palace. There's also a Merseyside derby as Liverpool host Everton and Watford go to West Ham. And Great Britain's Davis Cup tennis clash with Serbia in July will be held on clay. Belgrade will host the quarterfinal tie, which Andy Murray has committed to playing in. World number one Novak Djokovic, though, is not yet confirmed for the clash. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
That's Toby there with the sport live from the seaside. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. And indeed, everyone is talking this afternoon, of course, about the big big story, which of course already I can tell you that our switchboard, we haven't got a switchboard, has lit up, it hasn't, with reaction coming in about the big story that everyone is talking about. Excuse me. Now this, Mitsubishi Motors have admitted, you've probably seen this in the news, Mitsubishi Motors admit falsifying fuel economy tests. Mitsubishi Motors has admitting falsifying the data following tests of more than 600,000 vehicles sold in Japan. Tire pressure figures were falsified by employees to flatter mileage rates, the company said. Almost 470,000 vehicles made for Nissan by Mitsubishi were affected, and the issue has been uncovered after Nissan have found inconsistencies. Company bosses, including the president of Mitsubishi, Tetsuro Aikawa, bowed deeply at the start of a press conference on Wednesday afternoon in Tokyo. That is this afternoon. That is causing a lot of debate, as you can imagine. On the line now, absolutely against the idea of afternoons. I've got Charlie. He's on the telephone. Hello, Charlie.
Hello. Good day.
Good day to you. Now, I understand that you're you want to see an end to afternoons.
An end in 2016. Why afternoons haven't come to an end so far?
Yeah.
I'm just furious.
Yes.
It's just such an antiquated notion. We get up in the morning, of course, yep. Get to work, go home in the evening. What's the point of an afternoon? What's it there for?
Well, it's a good question. I know a lot of people are asking it. Let me just hold the line for me there for a moment, because I want to bring in Dan, who's very much for the notion of an afternoon. He wants to keep the afternoon. Hello, Dan.
Good afternoon.
Yes,
John.
Yes. Well, emphasis. I noticed there. Yes. What's your thoughts on this story then?
I just think afternoons are the most amazing thing. I can't imagine why anyone wants to get rid of them. I mean, if there weren't afternoons, when would I wake up?
Yes. That's a good question, though, isn't it, Charlie? He's saying, when would he wake up?
Well, of course, he'd wake up in the morning.
Right.
But the only good thing about said A word used to be in, with our Spanish cousins, the siesta.
Yes.
And even they've stopped doing that. So why guest, he was very antiquated in his views,
yeah,
can't get over that and wake up in the morning, or indeed the evening, or if not the morning or the evening, then at least the post-morning, or as I call it, the porning.
Right. Well, I mean, would it not, I mean, it's good that we can label these things, but what I wonder is, a lot of people are asking this question, if we followed your argument, and I know the get rid of the afternoon lobby is a strong one, Charlie, but it would leave a hole in the day, is what people are saying. Now, what would you put over that hole to get people from the morning to the evening? You've got to bridge it somehow.
Well, if Julie Hartley was around, she could help us, or Sam Delaney, in fact.
Yes.
But not any, indeed, a show. We don't need the word. And in fact, if you look at the words beginning with after, you
yes.
know, the likes of aftermath,
yes.
aftershock,
yes.
indeed, afterbirth, you know, it's not a word that we should be putting before any time of the day.
No. Okay, let me bring Dan back in again. So he's saying that afternoons are very much like afterbirth.
Well, I mean, they may also be like aftershave, which, as we all know, is fantastic. But think
yeah.
about it for a second, John. If we had no afternoons,
yes.
we would have no John Holmes in the afternoon, nor
well,
would we
I don't,
have the fantastic Sam Delaney in the afternoon.
Well, yeah, no, you see, I know, but that's. I mean, I don't really want to bring that into the argument. That's, you know, that's kind of making it sort of a little personal. I think we have to be broader about this. I mean, look, the word afternoon, invented by the Greeks, of course, after meaning before, and noon meaning evening. So afternoon literally means before evening. So and it goes back to those times, doesn't it? It goes back to the Greeks. So, and you're saying, Charlie, you don't, you know, you don't want to see that anymore.
Well, of course, the Greeks are people we shouldn't be listening to. They did sports naked. They sat around wearing what can only be described as
yeah.
pajamas, talking about maths and reading poems. And, of course, that's not what we do in 2016.
No, we don't sit around naked. You're saying we don't sit around naked reading poems, Dan?
Well,
he's got a point, hasn't he? He's got no. Well, hang on. He has got a point, because, you know, I mean, I've come here today, and I've seen a lot of people. None of them were naked, and none were reading poems. So he's got a point.
Well, let me tell you, I have spent many an afternoon, a blissful, Saturday afternoon, yeah, sitting around naked, reading poetry. I don't feel there's any other way to spend a weekend, really.
Right.
You wake up in the afternoon, get all your clothes off, yeah, get a poem,
yeah,
and just plonk yourself down in bed. Easy. And then you wait until the evening when things get worse and dark. While it's all sunny outside, you can just have the nice sun out there to kind of gleam upon your poetry.
Well, there's a, let me just go through some of the texts that are coming in here. I'm hearing this. If we ban afternoons, and Charlie, I'd like to ask your opinion on this, clock manufacturers will strike because over numbers, because we'll have to leave out some numbers on the clock, and the people who make those numbers are going to be out of work, Charlie. Have you thought of that?
Well, I think these scroungers that are claiming that clock numbers being taken off means they're out of work,
yeah,
they need to, you know, stop bowing down to this left-wing anarchist ideology. And if your caller wants to go around, you know, with everything showing in his birthday suit, with people admiring his poetry, well, that's just sick, and he needs to do it. He needs to take himself away, and certainly not go anywhere near my mornings or indeed evening.
People care deeply, as you're hearing, passionate on both sides. Now, of course, next year, as we know, that is 2017, there will be a vote, a referendum, as to whether or not we are going to keep afternoons. And that, obviously, that's, you know, the great British public are going to be asked whether we keep afternoon. Now, the thing is, if we lose the afternoon, right, and I'm playing, you know, I have to play devil's advocate here, but if we lose the afternoon in Britain, that means the rest of the world, do they keep the afternoon? I mean, how do we keep up with people? What do we put in the gap?
Well, I think, I mean, listening to your guest, I definitely put him in the gap.
Yeah.
But I'm all for going out. I'm a definite outer, and maybe we should have a referendum. Indeed, what should go in the gap? I mean, definitely a pre-evening could go there,
yeah,
because what, you know, what stage do we go into the evening from that said afternoon? When do we go into the evening? So we could have a pre-evening, maybe, yeah, starting at 3, and that's, of course, when the porning would end.
Right, okay. Dan, you're still on the phone, I know. They trialled this in France, didn't they? Before the war,
they
the losing
did.
Of the afternoon. Yeah, and look what happened there.
Indeed. Well, I mean, I think it was a wildly unsuccessful,
yes,
when they've previously tried it. Because theoretically, if we do decide to get rid of the afternoon, we,
yeah,
will have to kind of, we will have to use a lot of the nuclear bombs to kind of chip away quite a lot of the Earth to make the rotation around the sun,
yes,
a lot quicker, so,
yes,
we lose the afternoon. And I don't know if I'm willing to use nuclear bombs, John.
Yeah. Well, that is a contentious issue, the use of nuclear bombs to remove the afternoon.
But if Charlie is willing to kind of bomb children just,
yeah,
to have a nice morning and evening, then,
yeah,
goodbye him.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people are. Charlie, are you happy with that, Charlie?
Happy to drop a bomb. And if, I'm not sure where Dan's from, but even happier to drop one round his way.
Right, and that's, there we must leave it, gentlemen. Let me just ask you to sum up this whole, and it is a passionate debate, sum up this whole debate in one word. Charlie first, sum it up in one word for me.
Porning.
Dan, can you sum up the debate in one word for me?
Puddle.
And there we must leave it. If you've got a reaction coming in, then keep it coming in. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
What reactions have you got coming?
Yeah, so we've had lots coming in, but so far only one. And it says, we should get to the source of the problem.
Yes.
Noon itself. I'm voting for noon-sicked.
Noon-sicked. Right. Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Are you for afternoons or against afternoons? Use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message in the word like.
It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
News just in. You could win a trip to the Rio 2016 Olympic Games with Visa Contactless. Every time you touch and pay for anything up to £30 with Visa Contactless, simply enter online and you'll be in with a chance of winning. So whether you're buying chinos or your morning cappuccino, go cash-free and follow Team GB with pride at Rio 2016. Enter today at visa.co.uk/cashfree. Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need. Visa, worldwide sponsor of the Olympic Games. T's and C's apply. 18s and over. Ends June 5th, 2016. See website for details.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding.
Who are you?
Get out the back of me van.
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Now even more impressive with free sat-nav, parking sensors and air conditioning. Retail customers only. Order by June 30th. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See your Vauxhall retailer for details.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
5 minutes. The time it takes to fill a crack in the wall. The time it takes to change the washer on a tap. The time it takes to make a cuppa. And the time it takes to use Screwfix's speedy 5-minute click and collect service. Order online and just 5 minutes later it's ready to collect from your chosen store. We have over 460 nationwide, so there's bound to be one nearby. Click and collect in 5 minutes. One more reason why those in the know Screwfix.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
South Yorkshire's southbound M1 still heavy near Sheffield after earlier problems between 33 and 32. An accident has left queues on Staffordshire's northbound M6 near 13 for Stafford South. It's gone, but queues about to 12 for the A5 in Telford. Very slow on Hertfordshire's northbound M1. There was an accident near junction 9 for Redbourne. It's been quickly moving to the hard shoulder, but still very slow. Through Stonehouse in Gloucestershire, the Ebbly bypass is still blocked in both directions because of an accident. And through Beddingham and East Sussex, the A27 has been closed because of an accident near the Beddingham roundabout. I'm Jarena Adams.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
3:19, good afternoon, it's Talk Radio. Well, it's bloody obvious. It's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and it is time for today's diversity paper review. If you're just happening upon your radio thinking, what the lots of words that begin with F are this? Let me explain it. It's here to tick the box marked Lenny Henry, as we are the most diverse programme in, I'm going to say, world broadcasting. And joining me each day, by the way, is a different diversity to review the papers, and thus we're ahead of the curve. Today's diversity, he's back. It's Johnny. He's a...
Jew.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Did you know it's Hitler's birthday?
Happy birthday.
Okay. So, what have you got? What have you got, Johnny the Jew?
So, we're starting off with Cheryl. Cheryl Spagbol, as Steve Allen calls her, Cheryl Cole, Cheryl Tweedy.
Cheryl what, Spagbol?
Have you never listened to, whatever it's called, Steve Allen?
What, on the rival radio station?
On the rival radio station.
My contract says I can't do that. Do you listen to him?
Of course I do.
Alright.
Amazing.
Are you allowed to do that?
Probably not.
Okay.
Cheryl Spagbol, he calls her Cheryl Cole, Cheryl Fernanda Savicini, Cheryl Tweedy, whatever you want to call her.
I call her a violent thug, like the judge did when he summed up the case of aggravated assault, where she punched a nightclub attendant full in the face in a row over some Chubba Chub lollipops, and she was convicted of assault and made to pay damages and do community service. So I call her a violent thug. The nation seems to have forgotten that Cheryl Cole is a violent thug, and I like to remind them occasionally.
Shubba shub shub. Well, since you called her Cheryl Cole, that's the thing. Cheryl doesn't want to be known by any other surname. She just wants to be known as Cheryl. So Madonna's done it. You've now got
Cheryl.
You
can't pick and choose that yourself. It's the public that decides.
Isn't it? The funniest thing about this, though, is when she dumped Ashley, she became Cheryl Tweedy.
Sorry, back up. Ashley?
Cole. The footballer.
Fine, carry on.
That's the point about football. Anyway, she was going up Ashley Cole. They ended. She went back to Cheryl Tweedy, but no one knew who she was. So they
should have
Cheryl
looked
Cole.
At the court case, because in the court case, when she was Cheryl Tweedy, she was described, Cheryl Tweedy, as a violent thug by the judge.
You have too much time on your hands. We don't all have that time.
I may have time on my hands, but she's got blood on hers.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. So she wants to know...
Blood and the stickiness of a Chubba Chub lollipop.
Chop, chop, chop. She just wants to be known as Cheryl. Stop looking at your producer every time I say that.
It just disturbs me.
Well, you know. So she wants to be known as Cheryl.
Well, hang on. You see, you can't. Because Madonna, I appreciate that. That's not even her real name. Well, it is a real name, isn't it? But you can't. So much of my argument doesn't stand up.
Beyonce?
Yes, but did she decide that, or did the public... Like, Kylie was never just Kylie until we all decided that was fine. So what I'm saying is it not a public thing that we dictate that they can be known by one name?
Yeah, but it has to start somewhere, doesn't it? Where do you start? Where's the start for that? And also, how many Cheryls do we really know? Cheryl Crow? There's no other real Cheryls, are there?
Well, Cheryl Ladd.
Baker.
From Bucks Fizz. Cheryl Ladd from Charlie's Angels.
Name me a third.
Cheryl Walker, who I was at school with.
I know her.
There you go.
Thank you.
We just call her Cheryl.
I actually call her Cheryl Baker still.
Fine.
Moving on.
Her name is Walker. What? But I don't understand. No, but hang on. So she's what? Issued a press release? Don't move on. She issued a press release, this violent thug. I mean, how do we know she wants to just be called Cheryl? She just sort of just stood up and gone, from now on, like Prince, I want to be called a different thing.
I shall tell you why. She is going to the Global Gift Gala in Paris next month with Eva Longoria from Desperate Housewives, which you've watched, haven't
you?
I do.
That, me and you, our common ground is Desperate Housewives. There's a Venn diagram of you over here and a Venn diagram of me over here, but our common ground, we've discovered... is a box set of Desperate Housewives, and I sort of like that.
Do we go to Season 5, Episode 17, named The Best Things That Have Never Happened?
I'm not that much of an expert.
Eli the Handyman, do you remember him?
No.
Do you not?
Well, remind me.
Eli the Handyman, basically, he went up onto the roof, he was in one episode and he died, and it was a flashback into when he first met all the girls as they came to Wisteria Lane. Best episode ever, I watch it on my birthday every single year.
You're quite weird.
Carry on.
Yeah.
We move on to inspirational 88-year-old marathon running grandmother reveals her secret. So how did she get to be a marathon runner aged 88?
She just runs.
Basically, yeah.
It's not much of a secret, is it?
I love this. So she was on BBC Breakfast and she said, "The thing is, I don't do pain, so when I begin to hurt, I slow down." That's it. That's the secret.
So that's just any runner then that wants to run a marathon but isn't like a proper athlete?
Have you ever run a marathon?
Absolutely not, no.
Yeah. You get trampled on.
I've done Tough Mudder.
What's that?
It's not a euphemism, don't get excited. What it is a... they call it the hardest event in the world. And it's a 13-mile army military assault course.
Is that what you climb up the thing, climb up the ridge,
climb up the
down.
Thing, but you have to run 13 miles while you're doing it. I've done that.
What do you mean? Why is that funny? That? I can imagine. You know, you do a little blanket thing and you go under it. I can just imagine you getting stuck going, help, I'm a radio presenter. And you've just got this big burly guy with tattoos all in his arms going, arr! And you're just like, please, someone wait for me.
It was a bit like that, if I'm really honest, yeah.
Moving on.
Is that the whole story? Woman.
That's it.
Fine, next.
Vincent Simone and Flavia Kakas are invited back to Strictly Come Dancing.
What are you even saying?
Can I tell you why I've chosen this story? So I'm gonna,
it's
let
not
me
even
understand.
A story, is it?
So, Vincent, you know how the press like to make up stupid articles, especially this website, but Vincent Simone...
What website is it?
Telemix.com.
Never heard of it.
I'll talk to you after about that. Vincent Simone was on Strictly, he got sacked.
Who is he? What is he?
He's a dancer.
Oh, fine.
One of the professionals.
Oh, okay, fine.
Now, the reason I'm telling you this is... for the past couple of weeks, and I've done this pay-per-view, I haven't really plugged myself, and I actually did a TV show with him called Who's Doing the Dishes. You can see it on YouTube or on my website now. That was it. That's all I wanted to say for that one.
What, you've just...
I just like the idea that I could plug myself.
Picked a story out of the paper, and just because it links to someone that you once did a washing-up program with.
Yeah.
What was that program?
Who's Doing the Dishes. I ate in five celebrities' houses dinner, and then had to guess who the celebrity was. It was on ITV Daytime.
What, on ITV1?
Yep. Prime time.
What, you?
Oh, yeah.
We're on... I've got to see this.
Oh, yeah.
Is it coming back?
It's actually done... It's on its third season now.
Is it?
Yeah.
When are you doing the next one?
One day. I'm only doing the next one now.
Well, you're not on the next one.
No. Moving on.
Okay.
Marnie Simpson from... You know Marnie Simpson? Where's she from?
I don't know.
We've discussed
The Simpsons.
Her. We've discussed it. Do you not listen to me every week when I come and do these things?
Do I look like I do?
No. Marnie Simpson from Geordie Shore has come out as a bisexual.
Okay. Then that's news because...
Well, what I like is, basically, the reason why she's come out is really that Geordie Shore's run and run and run. She left last series.
Geordie Shore's a footballer, right?
Rugby player.
I'm fine.
Geordie Shore... I'm getting quite quick for your jokes now. I like it. Yeah. So, Marnie left the series last year because she went to get engaged to Ricky Raymond from The Only Way's Essex.
Have you got any politics?
What?
Well, you know, out of the papers. For the paper review.
So, let's talk about... Okay, fine. We'll move Geordie Shore to the side. So, Donald Trump last night got his vote in New York.
Yes, very good.
He made that comment that it was 7-11, not 9-11 in his speech.
Yes.
And he got New York's vote last night. He was really happy.
Yes.
We can also talk about Michael Gove. He was in the news today. He did a massive speech for 45 minutes.
Yes.
He spoke about things, including...
Yeah, you're now realising you can't talk about this on the radio,
aren't
you?
He spoke about... No.
Because we're in the referendum vote period, where we can't discuss it on the radio and express an opinion either way without having a balanced opinion on the other side.
So why not tell me that before I start trying to...
Well, because you work in the radio, so I thought you might know about that.
I know... Ofcom code.
Yes,
well, brilliant book. It's under my pillow.
See? Do you want to go back to Geordie Shore? Safe
yes,
ground.
Please.
Okay.
So Marnie came back to the series last night, and they've made a big thing that she's bisexual now, basically, as a kind of storyline to bring them in. And it's quite funny that I've got a couple of friends that work on Towie, Chelsea, Geordie. It's quite funny how they always say,
why,
you know, they need these storylines.
Anyway?
I don't know. I didn't ask you to be surprised. I just wanted you to accept my story.
I'm accepting it.
And that are my stories for this week.
Great. Why have you brought me... Is this another story? You just brought me Radio X's new weekend schedule. Or schedule.
I wanted to show you that you can't be replaced, that they've now got best-off shows rather than having...
Well, exactly. So I left Radio X to come here, right? And I know people say, oh, John just stayed at Radio X to see out his contract, right? And
which is true.
That was it. It isn't true. Not at all. I had to get out of my contract in order to come here, which, you know, is fine. But I genuinely had to get lawyers to get me out of my contract at Radio X, by the way, which was an ongoing contract. I got a long time to run on it. To get out of that to come here.
Can I just ask a question?
That's what happened there.
How much meat?
And they've
how
just
much
replaced
meat?
Me with the best of Chris Moyles, which is odd, because that's got to be about 5 minutes long.
So 2 points now.
And it's just one of his jingles that he's not in.
Oh, I love his jingles. I used to, on my phone, I've just got all his jingles that I can just listen to whenever. Number one,
absolutely.
At the studios, how much meat have you left in the fridge?
Where? Radio X?
Yeah.
What, because of our meat giveaways?
Yeah.
No meat, it was all given away.
Oh, okay. And number two, there's a lot of content. Chris Moyles could fill a whole schedule. That's on Chris Moyles Radio.
I mean, he could, soon. But it wouldn't be very good.
I'd be listening.
Get out of here.
Goodbye.
That's Johnny with the paper review this week. It's the Diversity Paper Review. You're listening to Talk Radio. It is exactly 3:30. I am John Holmes, and Victoria has the news.
Talk Radio.
In the last half hour, the publicist for the comedian Victoria Wood has said she's died after a short battle with cancer. The 62-year-old actress and writer was well known for programmes including Victoria Wood on TV and the sitcom Dinner Ladies. Comic Katie Brand has paid tribute to her.
People talk about the craft of writing, and she was absolutely queen of the craft of writing, and she would choose the correct word for the correct moment, and it was always the funniest word, and that was a great inspiration. But also, you know, to have met her a few times and worked with her, you know, she would look you straight in the eye and just give you gold-plated advice.
Norwegian mass murderer Anders Behring Breivik has won part of his human rights case against the Norwegian state. The court upheld his claim that some of his treatment amounted to inhumane or degrading treatment. He killed 77 people in July 2011. Most of them were teenagers. A council says it's trying to help the minority by asking parents which gender their four-year-olds most identify with. Some have criticised the question, which was included in a form about primary school places in Brighton and Hove. The government is welcoming attempts by Tata Steel's management in Port Talbot to try to take over the plant. One of the managers hopes workers, investors and the government can take over the factory. Peter Gabriel has handed in a petition to Downing Street demanding stricter welfare standards for monkeys. More than 110,000 people have signed it. And school children have sung for the Queen as Her Majesty's 90th birthday celebration start a day early. She's opened a bandstand in Windsor, met Royal Mail staff who are marking 500 years of the postal service. The weather, plenty of sunshine, although
skies will turn hazy in the southwest through the afternoon. Mostly cloudy in the far north of Scotland with outbreaks of rain in places and highs of 15 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon then, 3:33. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Just ahead of a guest joining us, Mark Watson in very shortly. Some of your reactions, please. 87222 for your reaction.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Yeah,
Twitter,
do that.
Twitter.
My brother knows Carl.
Start your message with whatever word you like.
Yes.
Here's some of your reactions.
My brother knows Karl Marx. He met him eating mushrooms in the public park. That's from Sultans of Ping. And I am sick of Ubergrants coming over here and benefiting from my taxis.
Thank you. I've got this has just come in. Chads. In that election in Florida, hanging's too good for them. Right then, 25 minutes to 4 o'clock. It's afternoons, it's Wednesday, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. I promised you hot guest action, and that is what I deliver now. As we're joined by Mark Watson, comedian Mark Watson. Hello.
Hello. I didn't know I'd been hyped as being hot.
Hot.
I'm warm, literally.
Yes.
Because it is a lovely day, isn't it?
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, you're not in a position to judge, actually.
No,
yeah, but
I'm not.
Having been in the outside world recently, I can tell you it's absolutely lovely. Yeah.
Is it? It's probably spring-like, is it? Spring-like?
Yeah, almost. Good. It almost feels like early summer, I have to say. It's gorgeous.
Right, you're clad, yeah. Clad in just a T-shirt as well. I think you're the first...
I've got trousers on as well.
Oh, right, thank you.
Yeah, you can't see that, but...
It's not that warm, then? No.
No, it has to be very warm before I let it
When did you let it swing? What temperature would you...
July, August, I normally like to go completely naked if at all possible. Yeah.
Which makes Edinburgh very interesting for you.
It's why I've made a name for myself there. It's got nothing to do with the comedy.
Before we talk about Edinburgh, which we're going to, of course, we should very quickly mention Victoria Wood, of course, because the news broke in the last half an hour. The Victoria Wood...
I've just found out literally now.
Standing there in the studio. I know. As did I. And obviously we should talk about that a little bit, because we both come from a comedy background where she is an absolute legend in terms of the craft of writing, as Katie was saying in the audio there. I mean, were you a sort of fan growing up?
Because of course when I was growing up, there wasn't that much comedy on television, not like what you'd now refer to as stand-up. You'd have your Lenny Henry, Jasper Carrot, and basically her. She's one of the first actual comedians I ever saw as a solo performer, I think, when I was maybe 12, 13. And it feels ludicrous that she wouldn't be there.
Because she's like one of those people, and it's not all comedians fall into this category in any way at all, but she's like a mainstay of comedy. She's kind of that on that go-to list of five where you go, she'll have a special at Christmas.
Byword for British comedy legend, I think, and especially as a female comedian, she paved the way for an enormous number of others. I'm absolutely stunned, actually.
Yes.
Even with like David Bowie and things, obviously there's been a hell of a lot of weird celebrity deaths of late, but even guys like that had a sort of otherworldly quality to it. I didn't actually know Victoria Wood, but she did have that quality of approachability. You'd feel that you'd get on really well with her if you know. And also, you do, with someone that age, you sort of feel like you'd have imagined she had probably another 20 years as a national treasure.
Yeah.
You know, so it really is... incredible.
One of those shocking ones, certainly.
It is.
I remember growing up, she was you know, one of the people who made the art of the not that funny sometimes comedy song funny as well, because she, you know, and I remember reading an interview with her once, and I used to, as a kid, I would laugh at Victoria Wood, but I wasn't sure why, and then I read an interview where she said it's brand names that are funny. And when you think about her act, it was all about Hobnobs or the Hostess Trolley or the...
It's true, yeah.
And she absolutely made an art of making brand names funny.
It is true. It was one of the only people that could begin a comedy song and your heart wouldn't sink, actually.
Exactly, yeah.
Then and now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that is not a bad legacy to have, yeah. To be fair. But yeah, she's amazing. And I suppose now... You think about it, we hadn't seen her that much in recent years, but she's such a part of the firmament that you just assume, like you say, that you'd see her at Christmas or something. Not many people ever get to the status where they just, that you can go a long time without them popping up.
But it feels like home when they're kind
exactly,
of
exactly, yeah, that was the sort of performance she was.
Let's talk about, Edinburgh, as we've touched on already, because let's be honest, Mark, you haven't just popped by, you're here to plug something, that's how it works. We're all familiar with how the media operates.
Well, yes, although, you know, I have been following Talk Radio with interest, and I thought it'd be nice to
to
notch it up nice and early, be on the sort of ground floor, because it's still early days, isn't it?
Very much so. I think, is this week five we're in now or something? Not even that.
Exactly.
And still none of the equipment works. But
that can take years sometimes. Build up the listener base first, then worry about whether you can afford the equipment.
It's true. Let's talk about your Edinburgh. I would say Edinburgh show, but being you, of course, you're not just limiting yourself to one thing in Edinburgh.
No, I never do, really. No. I'm doing this show, which I'm touring with now, called I'm Not Here, which is the main sort of stand-up show. And then also doing this thing called the Edinburgh Olympics, which I've done. I did it first for the London Olympics, then did the Commonwealth Games, which was based, as you can imagine, on the Commonwealth Games.
I got that.
Needless to say, I've never had any official endorsement from the Olympics, for example. And the names are quite similar, so I'm expecting to be... I probably would have been shut down by the Olympic Committee, except that they've got quite a lot of their own internal issues to worry about. The Edinburgh Festival doesn't seem to be on their radar.
No.
So I'm doing that. That is basically like just 10 nights of the festival, and it involves comedians just competing in stupid events, like chucking fruit at each other.
Yeah.
Or having a sack race where they get into a sleeping bag with a member of the audience, putting as many clothes on as they can. It's a sort of late night drunk. It's a knockout meets the actual Olympics thing, but because it's comedians, it is still quite competitive.
Yeah, I can well imagine. Yeah.
Plus, we do try and get people from competing nationalities and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always like game shows, or I like there to be sort of proper scoring and stuff like that. You lose a bit of interest if it's purely messing about. I think.
Yeah, you've got to have a structure, Mark.
I think so. Even in the most stupid of races or games, you still want someone to actually be crowned a winner, I think.
Yeah. It's difficult. How do you pigeonhole it? Because I don't want to call it sort of stunt, because that's not fair or right. But the things you do are quite, you know, they're not, you do stand up, but then you do these things that are endurance tests for yourself.
Get up to all sorts, yeah.
You just do, or you run these 48-hour comedy things where people can just turn up and do stuff.
Yeah, I do stuff like
what
that.
What chucked you down that route?
I don't really know. I've done so many different weird things in Edinburgh in particular now, partly just because Edinburgh is, you know, it's a place where you can almost ask anything of an audience and they'll sort of show up for it. I think, I don't really know, except that there's, even when I started, let alone now, there's so much stuff in Edinburgh. Like, you know, there's just so many people, and you always feel with stand-up, however well you do it, there's plenty of other people doing this, basically the same thing. It's maybe an ego thing, but I always like to feel like, well, no one else would do this. Not necessarily because it's good, just because, like, in the case of the 24-hour shows, no one else would do it because it's stupid and they wouldn't want to. Yeah. But I like having something that I can look at and think,
that was my thing.
That was my thing. Yeah. That seems to be a sort of, across all my work, I do have some sort of need to do that, I think.
Yeah.
Also, just, I mean, without wanting to sound too sort of fatalistic, but you do sort of, life obviously is quite short, and your time as a performer is potentially even shorter. So it's, I like to have loads of projects at one go, because you never know when that chance will be taken
away on its ass. Exactly right.
For a start, in this industry, loads of stuff will die on its ass. So it's good to have to spread better of it. And then also just in life, I think you might as well just cram it in. You don't know what you might get ill, anything might happen, or your career might become unsustainable. So if I've got a sort of wacky idea, I will always try and do it then and there, rather than think that'd be nice to do that one day.
Yeah.
Because you can't really take that chance then.
Yeah. Edinburgh's, do you get a sense now that, that Edinburgh, for performers, is a changing and a shifting beast, because, you know, they started with the Free Fringe and now the big names are taking over the Free Fringe idea and so on and so forth. And for those, just to explain, for those that might not know, in Edinburgh, the ticket prices go up quite high now for comedians, for you to go and see them. And then there was a whole movement to where you could turn up to watch comedians, quite big names in some cases, where but you pay at the end and throw it in a bucket. And the idea was that it saved the performers money on hiring venues and so on and so forth. And now the big companies are following that model.
Yeah, things are really in flux at the moment. A lot of Edinburgh shows are free now, as you say, even quite big names. It's basically quite a healthy trend because it had got out of control. Shows were like getting up to 15, 16 quid, which for an hour show is quite a bit, especially because a lot of people are seeing three or four. The whole ethos of Edinburgh is you go and see loads of stuff. It's harder to do that if you're paying those sort of prices.
Yeah.
So the free or like free stroke bucket collection thing is pretty healthy, I think. Yeah. But as you say, with it being comedy, there's always different degrees of shambles. There are now different like competing free festivals and fringe. And as you say, like the bigger agencies are starting to sort of muscle in on even on the idea of a free show. So
yeah.
So now there are variations, like you can book a ticket for a fiver or you can pay what you want if you still get in if it's not sold out. There's loads of different price structures now. But on the whole, all these things are positive, I think.
How much is it to see you?
See me?
Yeah, how much?
Oh, I'm 45 quid.
Excellent.
yeah, because I think you have to maintain some sort of elite.
Yeah, you really do. Yeah, otherwise people think they're not getting the quality.
But it is odd, actually. I think it, in all seriousness, it probably is about 15 quid still, my Edinburgh show. But if you see it on tour, it's virtually the same price for for a whole evening. So the prices you pay for just 1 hour in Edinburgh is disproportionate with... I mean, I think my tour show is probably only about 2 or 3 quid more in most theatres, and that's... As I say, that's a night out, whereas a fringe show isn't really a night out. It's part of a night out. So there's no doubt Edinburgh shows are much too expensive.
Yeah.
And
well, as you like innovating, I think, you know, there needs to be some other way of coming up. I mean, maybe, as I know a lot of comedians, if you say you're doing something and you want some comedy pals to join, that happened. They come to you like moths to a flame, Mark Watson. Hmm. And so if you invented some
it's
kind
quite
of...
awkward, actually. Yeah, it's moths all over me the whole time.
Some sort of super gig where everyone just came and did their set. In one venue for free. I mean, that you could bring the whole industry down from the inside.
I have got an idea, not for this Edinburgh, but next year for a sort of
a super group,
a sort of festival within the. I'm still working on
okay,
it.
Interesting.
It could be a rubbish idea, but Edinburgh is in quite an interesting. I was going to say place, but obviously
Scotland.
It's in Scotland, which is
interesting
famously
place.
Quite interesting place. Yeah, the festival is in an odd moment at the moment, but I think in the end it'll be for the good of everyone.
All right,
yeah.
Hang about if you don't mind, because we've got to take a bit of a commercial break. 4:15 then. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to me. This is Mark Watson with me as well. It's Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Every approved used Jaguar comes with 2 years warranty. But at the Jaguar approved used event from the 14th to the 25th of April, on top of our competitive 10.9% APR representative finance, with Jaguar Privilege PCP, you also get £1,000 deposit contribution across the range. So the Jaguar you've always wanted is closer than ever. Search Jaguar approved used.
Offer ends 25th of April 2016. Credit subject to status. Terms and conditions apply. Black Horse Trading is Jaguar Financial Services.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
This week at Asda, award-winning Pierre Darcy Champagne is just £9 a bottle. So, you can afford to celebrate the Queen's birthday, and Uncle Brian's birthday, the neighbour's birthday, the cat's birthday, the goldfish's birthday. Asda, save money, live better.
Selected stores subject to availability, awarded by IWSC 2015, offer ends 25th of April, over 18s only, drink aware.
At TradePoint, we've got a great range of decking, paving and fencing for your landscaping job. Stocked in store, always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of external paints, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So, why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's problems in Beddingham in East Sussex. Both sides of the A27 are closed around the Beddingham roundabout. That's because of an accident. There's been an accident on Suffolk's eastbound A14. It's currently blocked near Bury between junctions 44 and 45. Queue's already back to 43. Oxfordshire's northbound M4 heavy passenger vehicle fire between 6 at Watlington and 7 at Tame. There's queues on the M1 in Northamptonshire. This is south faster breakdown between junctions 17 and 16 near Daventry. And early problems on Cheshire's southbound M6 have left some congestion around the Knutsford services. I'm Shabina Adams.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 10 minutes to 4 o'clock. This afternoon here on the Talk Radio Afternoon Thing, I am joined by comedian Mark Watson. We've been talking Edinburgh, we've been talking the sad death of Victoria Wood, of course. And if you'd like to ask Mark a question via the medium of the modern things, because that's what you do now, if you have a guest, you have to go, do you want to ask a question on social media?
Well, then it's awkward if no one does, isn't
it? Yeah. Well, I'll read some to you in a moment.
All right.
But yeah, if you want to ask Mark Watson anything on Twitter, you can, at Talk Radio. It's not...
Start your message with anything you want.
87222 on text.
That's a good system, Matt.
Yeah, start your message with the word talk.
The word talk or something, I don't know. One here says, this is from Darren, ask Mark about his books.
Oh, that's nice.
So tell us about your books.
I sound suspiciously like my PR person tweeted that.
Yeah. I think actually, yeah. Ask him from an PR account.
Ask Mark for the 9 things he'd like to mention.
Well, you're writing a new one. You're writing another one, aren't you?
Yeah, I was writing. To be fair, Darren's got a point. I do write novels quite a bit.
You're prolific.
I've just finished one about Dubai, which comes out in the summer, yeah.
And what's it about?
Sort of a murder, not exactly a thriller, but a mystery story set in Dubai, I've been to Dubai a few times, and it's a very odd...
It is odd, isn't it?
It's a good place to set a book, because really anything could happen there, and you wouldn't be any the wiser.
Yeah.
And also it has this glossy service culture, everything's... The architecture is sort of weirdly beautiful in
it's a very
way.
Sort of surface place, isn't it? And then so you think if you dig a little bit deeper,
it's a lot like being on the set of a film set in the future. And there is also this undercurrent of everything being too perfect. And as you say, you sort of don't want to know how it all happened.
I heard a great story once, and I don't know if this is true, but it sounds like if anyone you know that Dubai, you'll know it's plausible. So the Sheikh at the time wanted dolphins in the sea off his palace, but was told quite categorically that the sea was too hot for dolphins off his palace.
Because normally you're not allowed to just ask for dolphins, are you?
It's not really a thing. It's not a done thing.
No.
But he wanted dolphins, damn it, and he's got enough money and he's going to get them. So what he did, he cordoned off an area of the sea and refrigerated it, by laying pipes under the sand, under the sea, down to the temperature that was comfortable to dolphins, and put dolphins in it.
It wouldn't surprise me. And the great thing about Dubai, like, for a storytelling point of view, is that there's loads of stories like that, which might not even be true, but it's the sort of place where you would believe anything.
Totally.
There's loads of tales of, you know, like, tigers in the passenger seat of a car going down the motorway and stuff like this, and... So it gets to the point where it almost doesn't matter whether it is true or not. Yeah. It's just the sort of place where you believe that stuff, which is sort of what the book's about, actually, about how you're meant to get to the bottom of a mystery in an environment where you don't really believe anything anyway. Because Dubai is quite weird like that, sort of hyper-real and made up all at the same time.
We've gotten quite international, haven't we? We've done Edinburgh, now we're doing Dubai.
It's been a hell of a of a chat, actually. Yeah. So we've got to Scotland and the UAE.
In just minutes.
Scotland, not yet a separate country, of course. But we're quite sort of sophisticated guys, aren't we?
We really are.
And I write the books a bit sort of on the quiet, really, because generally I'm seen as a stand-up, but... If I think it even says on my Twitter, I also write novels, but no one knows about those. So that might be what motivated that
Darren
question.
The PR.
It's a very, very slow way of getting attention, basically. Yeah.
Another question's come in. Is circumcision a religious rite or cruelty to boys?
That's a cracker of a question.
Yeah, isn't it?
I think that question suggests that I am Jewish, which a lot of people think I am. Right. But then quite a lot of people think I'm David Baddiel, to be fair, specifically.
A specific Jew.
Yeah, they think I'm Jewish, and specifically, they think I'm a man called David Baddiel. Yeah. But I'm not only not David Baddiel, but I'm not any of the other Jewish people out there either.
I'll be honest with you, that question's to Julia Hartley Brewer. So,
they're in the same stream.
We just got one of her, a text from her show earlier by accident there, so I don't know.
I thought it was a surprising question.
It was, yeah. It's from your circumcision PR company.
Fair enough. For what it's worth, I don't really know.
But good answer. I find it's best to stay on the fence.
I mean, there definitely is a religious rite, but that doesn't mean it's not also cruel.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it's very nice.
Yeah.
Anyway,
there we go.
So Julia can wade through that problem.
With glee. Speaking of glee, that's one of the dates on your tour, isn't it? The Glee Club.
Hello.
Thank you.
It was
how professional was that?
Well, except that I've already been to the Glee Club on the tour, so
It was on the 13th of March, wasn't it?
Damn it. How was it?
It was, fine, but it's not. I mean,
Which one was it?
The tour dates I'm looking ahead to, I suppose it's, with it being in the past, it doesn't really. It's almost a perfect link, but it's been called offside, basically.
By facts.
Yeah. But I feel sorry for you because you did
it with
such delight. You could have done much more, really, if it had been. Yeah.
You're pretty pleased about it.
I mean, I did go there, yeah. So maybe in future I should publicise tours by just talking about how they went. In a way, it's a good way of doing publicity because it builds up a sort of resentment that people missed it.
Yeah.
And then they're more inclined to come next time. So, yeah, what a great night at the Birmingham Glee. But you can't get tickets because it was in March.
So there's other tour dates as well.
There's absolutely loads, to be honest.
This is the longest tour list I've seen for quite a while.
84 shows, I believe.
84? Yeah.
And we're on about, tomorrow will be number 22.
Where are you tomorrow?
Colchester tomorrow.
Colchester, oh, okay, nice.
And then Yeovil and Corby is the other one this week. So still only about, not even a third of the way into it. It's ridiculous, really, yeah. Luckily, I quite enjoy it. I'd be completely miserable.
You need to take a photo, because I know Sam Delaney's waiting to come in to chat about his show.
You need to take a photo of you for the website and Twitter.
Do you want to do that now?
Can you get the camera?
Yeah, I've got it.
This is going to be cracking, Major.
Where do you want to stand by the sign?
It's not only not a video, so it'd be quite poor television to still photograph, but...
Yeah.
And now it's on the radio.
Now it's more entertainment.
Yeah, it's almost dreadful. Sam and I are now the only ones actually on microphone. Sam's there now.
What's going on?
I was just taking a photo for Twitter.
Do you do this after the show?
Well, you're in here after the show.
I'm going to go left a bit so the signs, so you're not in the way of the sign, so we can get the branding in.
I hope they're enjoying this time.
Yeah.
Would you rather it be on our show or on your show, Sam? That's the question I ask you.
Carry on. That's great. I don't mind what's going on behind.
Oh, that's true, isn't it? Yeah. Right, so but we don't want a picture with your head in it.
Sam Delaney, do you know my Watson? Sam's now contractually obliged to tell us what's coming up on his programme, Mark.
Fair enough, I don't blame
obviously, tributes to Victoria Wood.
Obviously.
Also, why the over 35s are getting drunk more than anyone else.
Are they?
Than their youngsters. Yeah. Because life's futile. Particularly if you're over 35.
Don't tell them that.
Children, mortgages, responsibilities.
What else is there to do apart from drink yourself
into
oblivion?
So you numb the pain. Yeah. And, you know, fair enough, more power to their elbow. Apparently they do a whole week's unit. I say they, what I mean is us. Well, I don't drink, but I mean, you know, other people like Cribby here.
Yeah, Dave Cribby. Right, I'm over 35.
Well, whatever. Well, that you look like you are. That's because you're drinking so much.
I quite enjoy this aspect of commercial radio. On the BBC, you're not meant to say life is futile, so take the edge off the pain by drinking.
Yeah.
You can do that around here. It's fine.
It's almost all we say here.
Yeah.
It's like literally, it's very one note. This station.
I find it quite a refreshing message.
Yeah, so anyway, 14 units a week, right, which is the equivalent of a bottle and a half of wine. They say some people do it just in one night.
I'm thinking, and the rest.
Yeah.
It's not that much, is it?
Who are these people? But the people go, a bottle and a half in one night. And you think, that's your warm-up, isn't it?
I don't think everyone would consider that excessive, shall we say.
Not really, no.
Who can honestly say in this room right now that they haven't drunk a bottle and a half of wine already today?
I would have if I had the opportunity. No doubt about it.
Exactly.
A week for a bottle and a half of wine.
I know. So, anyway, there's outrage in that, but goodness knows why, because it seems fairly modest to me.
Yeah.
And also, what else? Mitsubishi lying about what their cars do and how dangerous they are.
Tyre pressures.
We've got a big tyre pressure discussion. Yeah. I'm excited about it. The listeners should be excited about it. And all of you might want to just stick around to watch it because it could make radio history and you're going to want to tell your grandkids that you were there to see it.
Talk Radio is the home of tyre pressure chat.
That's take that, BBC.
Listen, got a few selling points, didn't you?
So that is just about it from us this afternoon on the afternoon bit of Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. We'll be back tomorrow from 1 to 4. Mark Watson, thank you very much for coming in.
It's been a pleasure.
Mark's tour dates and Edinburgh stuff and everything you will find, no doubt, on the internet at a website he's about to tell us about.
It's markwatsonthecomedian.co.uk.
And there it was. Sam Delaney next. It's Talk Radio. See you tomorrow.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.